Blog Talk Radio.
I'm another girl. Where diamonds are. If I
when we ride up, then saddle get fired up. To live and die in Chicago, green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slap when we ride up, then saddle get fired up. To live and die in Chicago, green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. How we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting for futures amounts, and it's back to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the H of me, they all great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas poetic, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mellow Mahalo. They hit them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Blessing, cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright,
so don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder cappy of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high for Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn a white pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slap when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 you can satisfy.
All right, y'all. Everybody doing this Friday evening. I hope everybody doing fine. Well, we gonna see what's going on tonight. We know right now it's it's been stretched out for what's a racing for one more week. And then after that, 9 out of 10 is gonna be the winning nationals. You know. That's the only thing I think it might be. I don't know what we're gonna talk about tonight. We're gonna try to see if something's about it. We got a couple of lock ins tomorrow up at 131 in Michigan. That's Martin, Michigan. 131. We got Clocks Off, Peanut, going up against Leon and Scrap. Well, I'm going to say Scrap. We'll see how that's going to turn out. And then we got Clocks Off Bud going up against Raylo. Man, they said the weather's supposed to be decent up there tomorrow. Somebody said it's supposed to be in the 60s. I don't know if it's high or low 60s or whatever, but I don't know. But I had been trying to talk that race up early in the year and wasn't happening, so I left alone. Then I get a call yesterday, said they didn't lock in. I'm like, wow. So we going to see. We hope that go well. We wish them to have a safe race, come on back home, all in one piece, and so on and so on. Let's see, where y'all at out there? Where y'all at out there? I don't see my man Kid, Big Mob. Yeah, huh? Got Crooked Level. He should be out there sooner or later. I talked to him earlier today. But anybody got something they want to talk about, so I'll come on and talk. Because I ain't going to be on here all night talking to myself. I just turn the show on to see if something's going to happen. Because I really, really was thinking about passing it up because I just couldn't think of nothing to even talk about at all. So, but I always try to come to the show and open it up. Because you don't know who might have something they want to talk about. You know, so I open the show up just for that purpose, to give y'all a chance to express yourself. Because we at the end of the road up here in the north. I think somebody said it was one more lock-in, too, but you know, y'all know I just got off the machine. I'm working real slow here tonight. Friday nights be kind of rough. Trying to get my mind to bring up stuff. I be paralyzed. Yes, sir. My mind be in a paralyzed state. Yes, sir. Let me go somewhere. Let's see what's going on. 773-3625.
See, somebody going to get paralyzed tomorrow.
I hear you, baby boy. I hear you, baby.
You sitting around here talking about you paralyzed. You got the show now. You in good health. At least you went to the doctor.
Yeah, like,
stop pushing the goddamn button, y'all goddamn clown.
Shut up. I don't want to hear that. Y'all cutting me off.
they was just on it, and somebody raised their hand down and took it way to the bottom, so they got to hit the one button again to bring it back up. As I was opening it up, they must have hit the button again. They went way down to the bottom, but it opened them up.
Yeah, they on that line, Jack, on the reel. They got it going on over there.
Yeah, man.
I promise you. Yes, indeed, they do.
Is them the only two races you heard about, baby?
Pretty much. I don't know. They said something about the boy Quarantine and somebody else. But
oh yeah, they said they was going to come up there. They was going to be up there.
Yeah, Quarantine said he was just going to be there. He didn't lock in with nobody. He was just saying
right.
He was just gonna be at the track, so whatever come up,
yeah,
probably you brace or what have you, but
yeah, Drag was trying to lock him in last night.
Yeah, well that's a none and void probably situation. I don't know. Drag said he had to lock him in and the kids say he was just going to be there. So James Black's like, he's just going to be there. So I don't know if Drag going to even tow their car up there. Because Drag looking for some action.
Yeah.
Later in the year, Drag looking for some action.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, them two races we talking about ought to be worth the money of admission, you know. I've been trying to make this race happen.
Yeah, the thing is, though, bro, Uncle Mudbone, Uncle thing is, man, it's a lot of guys that got these cars, man. What they doing with them? They just for show? What is they for? I don't get it. What they got them for? What they should do with them? They should drive them to the car show?
They gonna be looking at. Yeah, man. I guess they ain't trying to do their thing, baby.
Baby, get your dumb ass off the show, man. Ooh.
Damn.
Jeremiah.
Somebody looking for you, Jeremiah.
Man, well, we know it ain't you, you non-racing motherfucker.
Well, guess what? Hey, Jeremiah, I think Big Drag looking for you.
Big Drag could never be looking for me. Big Drag ain't.
Why he looking for you?
I want
you. Man, Drag got goddamn light on in the daytime looking for a punk like you.
Man, he ain't looking for me. Hey, baby, unlike your dumb ass, I know how to stand back and say, no.
Lord, have mercy. Jeremiah, you very disrespectful, man.
Hey, Brad pulling that little 2,600-pound car, offer me a little spot. I'll oblige that. I'll take that.
Yeah, really,
motherfucker, you gonna race it? Huh?
Well, grab it. I'm gonna bet some money. I'm gonna gamble.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna gamble. I promise you, I'm gonna gamble.
Hey, I need you to teach me how to fuck in the phone booth, man. I got my own phone booth.
Nah,
I don't need you to
do all
that.
Damn.
Yeah, they already said you have goddamn it morphine. So no, we ain't finna do none of that, dear man.
Hey,
I ain't finna do
all
that shit.
Hey, I bet I'm a smart hermaphrodite.
My
3,600-pound car. I bet you won't.
Well, he all steel, too.
What's going on?
Hey, you can all steel this dick inside the back part of your body, man. I'm not trying
damn.
To...
Damn.
Come on. No, you're not. Come on. Hey, Jeremiah, come on, man.
That's some gay shit.
But meanwhile,
my.
Baby, listen for a minute, though, baby.
I is what I am.
You shouldn't
I
even be
saying.
Talking about the commentating
well,
on Haitian.
I just said what I wanted to say. Now
what
you
heard.
Mad at me, preacher
yes,
boy,
you did.
Cause I
no, I'm
I
never
going to
get
say.
Mad. I don't get mad. But my thing is,
you
he shouldn't
so
even be mad. He's just supposed to ask
that
question.
Put
motherfucker.
My penis in your rectum.
Hey, baby,
what the fuck
are
you talking about?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know, but somebody
brush that off, baby. Brush that off.
In my rectum.
Hey, baby, brush that off, man. Brush that off, baby.
In other words, he's telling you, hey,
brush that off.
Hey, baby. In other words, Jeremiah, I'm telling you, listen to me. Jeremiah is telling you up front, he's not a back catcher, he's a pitcher. He's not the back catcher, he's a pitcher. He's trying to tell you, you're a back catcher. He's trying to tell you, you're a back catcher. So, I'm telling you is
hey,
get off the base. Get off the base. You be hollering. You keep hollering. You ain't bold. He's trying to give you the ball.
All right, y'all.
No bubble girl.
Hey, let's go back to talking about 131 tomorrow, y'all. Let's talk about 131 tomorrow. Come on, y'all. Let's leave that alone.
I will be on the premises. I will be on the premises.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh,
what's your car,
preacher?
Uh-oh. No, with my dick and my ball.
Hey, you, I hope you bring them. Don't leave them on the dresser, nigga. Don't leave them on the dresser. Hey, so y'all going down there to basically Flood, Michigan, huh? Flood, Detroit. Oh, let me see all these good-talking niggas, Will and all of them come out the bushes right now with your good-talking ass. Come on.
I've been on the phone with them all day,
Jeremiah,
man.
They said it's going to be a couple of them. They said a couple of them going to be up there tomorrow with their car.
Yeah, I heard.
I don't know who all going from Michigan, but they said
they're
going to be up there. So.
Hey, well, meanwhile, I'm going to say something to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the other night when we was all on the 130th, I seen your pretty car and I seen Scotty. So can you get Scotty to make the 131 if I can crush his motherfucking heart in?
No, Scotty got a race tomorrow with the king of the street.
Oh, okay.
Well, that ain't going to happen. We on the street tomorrow.
Hey,
we in Chicago.
I asked, you told me. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, but if I catch him at 131, I'm going to beat his motherfucking brains in.
Nah, it ain't no rain tomorrow, preach. We good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope
it's supposed to rain early up here tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all, I ain't no hater. I hope he win and have a good, safe race. Y'all enjoy y'all
oh,
stuff
yeah.
with that shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I plan on pulling me an ass out tomorrow, too.
Oh, man.
We're going to see how this works.
Yeah, good luck. Like I said, good luck to you, too.
Yeah.
And stay safe. Put a condom on because you constantly talking about boogies.
Damn.
Baby,
come on, man.
Hey, baby,
good God,
hey man, we got some surprise races going to happen tomorrow. I know that for sure. So don't be surprised when y'all see some good shit happen.
Yeah, man.
We're gonna have a lot to
scrap,
talk about.
Boy, that ought to be a good one. Yeah. Well, yeah, that ought to be
Leon
a good
one. On the phone. Hey, Leon, are you still on the phone?
He might be kind of scared, preacher. I kind of drawed on him that day.
Oh, man. Oh,
okay. I'm going to let you put fear in these people hard, then. I ain't going to interrupt that. I want to talk to him, though.
Well, yeah, Leon.
It's nothing special. Me and Leon ain't got nothing special to talk about. I was just going to tell him that we're going to do what he asked me about, see if we can come up with that for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Make it happen.
So far we got a West Side versus West Side. You got a West Side versus West Side and a West Side versus South Side.
Well, you know, well, hey, listen. I love all sides, but you know the South Side ain't gonna play too much tomorrow.
Damn.
Hey, I had one question I wanted to ask everybody. This is the funniest shit in the world. I heard they making a new race team together. I mean, a new race team coming out. And I wanted to ask my friend. I know it is Rough House, so they gonna have a Rough House too, since they got rid of one person.
He's recruiting.
So is he gonna make a new team name, or is it gonna be Rough House too? You know, like what was the name of that house party one and house party two? So they gonna have a Rough House one and a Rough House two.
Stall him out,
cuz. I'm looking for that leader of Rough House 2, the one that calls, he want to be a chief of Rough House 2.
Lord, help me. Stall him out, cuz.
Can Mr. Kadoff make it that far to 131 tomorrow?
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh. You got a hand this came up.
Is he allowed to go that far?
Come on, preach, man. Do it for me, man. Let him one time.
Put your boy, leave them people alone, man. Them people gonna be looking for your ass, boy.
I put a red bow in the car so they can find it.
Damn.
Oh, what's
wrong with you, man?
I don't play hide and go seek, but hey, listen. I just wanted to know. I was here and they were recruiting. A motherfucker sent me a text and said, "Hey, would you like to join me?" And I'm like, what the fuck? What is this? Is this AIP? Is this the government calling me? And then the fire printer say, Kato. I'm like, what? You can make it a Rough House too?
Preacher boy, don't say I warn you. Now you gotta leave them people alone.
Hey, man, I want to have a little ball tomorrow. You know? Mm-hmm. You promised me you're going to take that 87 to get my boo pregnant, and you declined 87, on me.
87, man. 87, man.
I told you
what's going on. It's not going to be that
long. I hear you. But I sure take the break from that 2006 or 4 or 5 or 7 you got there to the 8. I'm going to let you fan me on off.
No,
I like a goddamn fool. Listen. The difference between you and the principal, you put your drawers on right, I think. I know he wear his backwards.
Oh, man.
Hey, hold on that goddamn thing.
Now, if the principal want to show up at 131 tomorrow, I'm glad to get him pregnant once again. He already got a little boo baby. He might as well have one more.
Oh, God, no.
Man, somebody gonna fuck you up, man.
Sooner or later, but until then, I'm still on top. Right now, I'm stroking.
Yes, sir.
I deserve this little fun,
yes,
man.
Sir.
I deserve this little fun. I done been through hell and back. Now I'm trying to come out. Listen to me. This is the best part about this whole ordeal. It's the day before Halloween. I'm trying to trick or I'm
mm-hmm.
trying to treat. So which one can me and you do? I know you coming out to play. I told you all I needed to let me move there. Come get me, baby.
You ain't move. Get up there.
One thing about me and you, listen to me. One thing about me and you is going to be a pretty race because you got a pretty car and I think I got a pretty car. It's going to be a pretty race.
Hmm.
And a loser, and a loser can't do number three pretty upset.
You got a point there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I see them all, and hey, it is what, hey, if they go down, they go down.
I understand that because, listen, I know between me and you, we don't bet a lot of money, but if I win, guess what? I'm parlaying like a motherfucker. I'm going to put miles on hard six. If I win, I'm going to put miles on hard six. If I lose, I'm going to put miles in the trailer.
I hear you. All I can say is, hey, nobody knows what tomorrow holds. Tomorrow
right.
You just might
right.
Do what you're asking for. But as of right now, head up. You can lock in tonight.
I bet you a bottom dollar I could. I don't want no trouble. My name ain't Terry Choke. I can't do it, Terry, on them dudes. They way faster than me. Hey, 3-Dog want to run your head up, but I can't.
We will be there tomorrow, man. That's all I have to say. I'm looking to play
yeah,
tomorrow.
I know Terry. I know 3-Dog told me yesterday he'll lock your ass in your head up, but I can't do it. I ain't in y'all class. I don't eat cereal, and I damn sure don't drink milk.
Like I said, we will be there tomorrow, ready to play.
Check it out. Check this out. This is what I love about drag racing. Hold on, y'all. This is what I love about drag racing. See, Vic is my friend, but you did y'all hear what Vic said? Vic said, we will be there tomorrow. I will be there tomorrow. I'm not in the We Foundation. I'm in the Me Foundation, y'all.
No, man.
But see, the difference is I'm always going to be with my crew, and my crew ain't never switched up. That's the difference. When
you're
you see
right.
Big time,
you're...
we always big time. We never been roughhouse or none of that. We all ain't no jumping side.
Hey,
we big time.
Hey, watch this, y'all. Watch this. Can I get an application for Big Time Racer?
No.
Hey, man, I can't spell and read, so I could spell it out no goddamn way.
You can spell it.
I know if I kid you, you might make me goddamn next to the president, vice president anyway. I can't afford to be the president, but I can be vice president.
Oh, yeah.
I have one to make a motherfucker tell you, do you want to join us? Ask K-Dog.
Man, would you leave that man alone, man?
I'm trying to bring him out the bushes. If I keep burning down these houses, somebody is going to call him and tell him his house on fire. Come out and play.
Uh-huh.
then you go jump in the bushes.
You a lie. Fuck you mean. That's like you saying, Preacher Boy ran down the street. You know you lying. Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Man, something is really wrong with you, dude.
I'm retarded.
I know I'm
retarded.
More and more.
Hey, man, it ain't nothing you can ask me. Anything you ask me, I'll tell you. Say, are you retarded? Very much. Shit. I knew I wasn't wrapped tight. Y'all might have been cooked at 350. I was cooked at 150. I was half done when I came out.
Kid, what's wrong with him, man?
I wouldn't have the slightest idea.
A kid, that
what?
Young man deaf. Didn't I not just tell him I am retarded? I'm doing anything but riding on the bus with a helmet.
Oh, man.
I was the bus driver. Shit, no, I was the bus driver of that little yellow bus. The kids kept saying, stop making fun of me. And I told them, I'm just like you motherfuckers. We all going to get here late. We all slow.
Nope. Money drove the motherfucker with that boot on.
What'd that boot do?
That boot got
done
put
down
to the
mountain.
That's what I feel.
On the back of the bus licking the window with your little football helmet on, trying to show everybody your little coochie.
I was driving the bus.
They say you got to have all the little retarded kids in there so they can get their graham crackers. Had to make sure you got
their graham crackers. They gave me a bag of Doritos Ranch.
They gave baby some graham crackers so he could try to learn how to break the line, goddamn it.
No, he could try to learn how to break it on the line. My mama has enough money to go to Aldi, goddamn, give me some marshmallows.
You a damn lie. Now you want to bring your mama into this.
Yes, she did. And we got to bring your mama into this.
You know your mama ain't never did nothing to me, so I ain't going to crack a joke on her. I'm going to keep it on you.
And that hot breath
motherfucker in the background is trying to melt the motherfucking airway. You hot,
hey,
funky mouth motherfucker.
Baby, don't get off his ass. He just trying to do the look away because you tearing his ass up.
I'm trying to do the look away because your motherfucking breath seeping through the phone and burning my motherfucking eyes.
Why don't you put some of that sour ass milk you got in your titties on, motherfucker? I would try to put some
Definex in your motherfucking mouth because your breath smell like baby shit.
One thing about it, my mouth may be hot. But you can't stop no foul with that half a foot, motherfucker.
Hey, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
I ain't going to try to stop no foul. Leave nothing close to your mouth, motherfucker.
You a hot breath, motherfucker.
You going to burn up some shit.
You damn right it's hot. Hey, Big Eddie.
I thought the freak nick was all over until these clowns got on the phone.
I know you ain't fucking calling nobody no clown, goddammit, Pirates of the Caribbean. Limp your ass out of this conversation. We ain't even talking to you. Time out.
Hey. Hold on. Why did you just call the motherfucker a clown, goddammit? I said I was retarded. You gonna call me Jim Shoes because he's mad because my shoes match.
I went to the circus. Hey, yours don't match. You got a size 13 and a size 9 and a half.
You got a nine and a half. You got a spray paint color. You got a size seven and a question mark, motherfucker. Hey, listen to me. You know what I ain't mad about? Hold on, preacher boy. Flop trying to get this joke out, man. He corny as fuck. He won't give another funny one out in 6 months. Let him get it out. Come on, Flop.
Hey, what? They say, one of your shoes look like a clown shoe, and the other one look like that little club shoe the man used to kick the field goals with, motherfucker.
Hey, Flop. You talking about them shoes you had on in that picture? That picture when you was in eighth grade. You know them shoes you were wearing. Yeah, motherfucker.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, waste up 9 bottles of lotion on Money Leg. Hey, Money was so motherfucking rusty, them scaly ass legs kept eating up the lotion.
That motherfucker.
With his scabby ass.
Hey, Flop. You say they used 9 bottles of lotion on my leg, they used 2 bottles of WD-40 on his motherfucking leg.
Hey, Money. One thing about it, Money. Hey, Money, when they told me to stand up in a straight line, I just kicked my leg off. I was straight as an arrow. But when they told your old Bigfoot ass to stand up in a straight line, you was quicker like a motherfucker.
Hey, preacher boy. There's no way you can stand up in a straight line, motherfucker. Your motherfucking kickstand is wobbly. Your kickstand is wobbly. Your other motherfucking foot is fucked up, and both of your motherfucking fingers are like you've been digging in a blender with it on. Get your ass out of here.
Damn. Hey, Money.
He had to go down.
Hey, Money, how the fuck can you talk about me like that, goddammit? Money,
have you seen
that motherfucker? You can't stand beside the microwave? Money can't stand outside the microwave or none of that shit.
I'm going to bet you $100, Flop, if you see Preacher Boy's hand, the first question going to come to your mind is, how the fuck did he put them fingers in his nose to scratch him?
Every time Money see an oil chain, he think about himself. He said, damn, I got to go change my oil, too.
And every time I see the Wizard of Oz, I say, damn. I see Preacher Boy can get a second job. He could be the Tin Man.
Oh, I ain't mad about that.
Hey, at least that leg stay polished. But do them rusty-ass legs and yours be polished?
Man, how the fuck your legs stay polished? You ain't do shit but rub a little Vaseline on that motherfucking metal.
And you don't want to know why? It's Titanic. Hey, I got titanium, baby.
He say it's Titanic. I thought that was a ship that sank, motherfucker. He say, oh, they Titanic.
It is a ship that say, hey, now listen. Now, Money, you going to keep talking bad about me? Well, listen to me. Listen, Money, you keep talking bad about me. One day we're going to get stranded somewhere, and your phone going to go dead, and I ain't going to charge you with my motherfucking leg. I'm going to let your ass get fucked up.
I ain't going to worry about it. I use my computer, because with that motherfucking leg, I know I'm going to get motherfucking antenna reception.
Oh, man.
You know, I got a battery charge on this motherfucker. I got cable.
Hell yeah, you got cable. You got the internet.
I got Wi-Fi.
You got
a little bit of surface rust. That's right. I got Wi-Fi. I ain't got no rust, motherfucker.
That motherfucker got a little bit of surface rust.
You jealous. You motherfucker jealous. Y'all paying for cable. I walk around with Wi-Fi. I walk around being Wi-Fi.
That motherfucker gonna keep fucking with me, and I'm gonna grab my son remote control to his car and have motherfucking Preacher Boy out there at the track river dancing. He ain't gonna even know how to stop.
Lord, have mercy.
Hey, listen. It ain't gonna work in that type of shit you got there, baby boy. You gotta have one of them good drones. One of them motherfuckers drove past me with a good drone, goddammit, and goddamn boost me right on up.
I'm through fucking with you. Preacher Boy. Let me get back to that little retarded motherfucker that was out there sleeping at the club and the woman said his motherfucking dick was stuck in his stomach. Where baby at?
She got a pound of gym paper rubbing on his stomach.
I'm right here, Money. What you want?
Hey, man.
Don't lick that window no more, motherfucker.
He said he nailed her. Indiana Audi don't only apply to the navel.
The only way his motherfucking dick gonna poke out, you have to kick him in the stomach.
he said he nailed that lady, man. She said she didn't feel a thing.
He
got a pal Jordan.
He probably did.
She said she got a pal Jordan, not the ordeal.
Yes, she did. That's what both of the guys,
you
got a pair of mics.
You must have bit her, though, because she said out. Goddamn it, because you bit her.
No. Since Money want to sit around here talk this shit about this and that, guess what, Money? I ain't got to be worried about, goddamn it, going around, goddamn it, walking around, goddamn it, hopping and pooting, goddamn it. You walking around here, goddamn it, your motherfucker. Somebody needs to, goddamn it, do you some motherfucking, goddamn it, tuning work. You need some tuning work.
Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out.
God damn, baby. You done fucked your whole joke up.
No, I love studying and shit. I was pulling this somewhere.
Hey, you walking around with a red fish on? Yeah, hello, dumb dumb.
Hey, what it is, baby?
Amazing.
Steve, what you doing?
Hey, what happened? What up, baby?
No, I was talking to one of the guys by the block.
Come on, money. I mean, he's talking to one of the guys on the block.
One of them imaginary friends he got. What's his name, baby?
Oh, man, not the imaginary.
No, his name's Steve. He got them sitting in his truck. He ain't no shit. He ain't no shit.
He ain't no shit, motherfucker, nigga, punk, motherfucker.
Yeah, if he ain't no shit, he must be doing what you doing then. Nothing.
Damn. All that motherfucker baby do is suck dick. He suck dick.
I don't suck balls. I suck balls. I don't suck dick.
Fat ass.
I don't do no dick sucking. Balls for me. Balls for me, fat ass. No. Fat ass sitting around here cracking jokes and shit on the low, like I don't know his voice. Hey, fat ass. Roly-poly. Set your faggot ass up.
Who is it, baby?
Hold on. Who the fuck baby talking about?
I'm talking about Ty Fat Nasty Ass.
You dumb bastard bitch. I wasn't even talking to you. I wasn't even saying I'm on mute, you dumb fuck. I'm listening to
the No, one of you motherfuckers, that was you.
Stupid ass motherfucker.
That was you. Man, you always said to it. That was you, you bastard.
Nigga, that wasn't me. It wasn't me, nigga. I wasn't talking no voice. I said it was me, you motherfucker, nigga. Damn.
Damn, why
gotta
be a nigga,
Ty? Well, you gotta blame that on your parents.
Lord, have mercy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, baby, that man just called you a dumb, ignorant person, and you went for that shit, man?
Hey, man. I always get called all type of stuff. I don't care. Let them talk.
Yeah, never call your ass intelligent. Know that.
Well, guess what?
As long as I'm on your motherfucking bus, goddammit, I ain't got to be worried about goddammit. I know I'm dumb. Fucking with you. You taking the school.
G.I. Joe said,
birds of a feather. No, birds of a feather flock together, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You in that motherfucking car, bitch. You and your motherfucking buddies. You driving us to the motherfucking school, and we went clean past the school. How the fuck we gonna get smart?
I took you past the school, baby, because you only was majoring in lunch.
Oh, man.
I like that one, money.
Get up, Mallory. Get up.
Get up, Mallory.
If you had a car, what would you name it?
It depends. If it's nice and pink with like with rhinestones and shit on it, I would name it Mallory.
Oh man.
219-3294, your mic is open.
219.
That's me, Eddie.
Oh, okay.
I'm on mute.
Hang him up.
All right, bro.
Stay on mute.
Watch your mouth, motherfucker. Watch your mouth.
Stay on mute, nigga.
Yeah, okay.
And that gotta be Vic. That gotta be Vic.
Yeah, goddamn right it is. Nah. Make me go on, stay on mute, motherfucker. Bring your car to the track tomorrow. I'm gonna blow your ass out too.
Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. We having a serious conversation, here, buddy.
Okay. My fault.
Damn.
Hey, excuse me, y'all. Can I say something, y'all? I have called K-Dog three times. He didn't answer me. Can one of you motherfuckers call K-Dog? Mr. K-Dog.
K-Dog.
Fucking dog. Call the fucking dog.
Give me K-Dog.
I want to neuter him. I would like to neuter his ass.
Damn. You going to cut his lifeline.
I'm going to do that any motherfucking way. I want him to be like on Harlem Night when you lock the motherfucker in the cell and they said.
Yeah. Take small breaths.
Take small breaths. Because you take a big one, you're dead.
Okay, dog. Rough house racing.
Hey, stop saying that. You're gonna get violated. He's no longer rough.
That nigga ain't no rough. You see. What's his name on here trying to go to his ass, preacher boy? He ain't no rough.
He got put out. Who was that talking?
It's Big Ty from Detroit.
That's Big who?
Big Ty.
Ty.
Oh, how you doing? How you doing, Ty?
Going good, my brother.
All righty. What you working with, Mr. Ty?
Huh?
What you working with?
Two forks in a wheelbarrow.
Just right about now.
Huh?
I'm working with Dick and Balls right about now. That's it.
Oh, okay. I was just gonna let you know. I'm gonna let you have that because I was gonna let you know your ass wasn't gonna be exempt. I didn't want you to know your ass wasn't exempt from this fucking. So, you did right.
Got him.
Got me. Hey man, I had to take a douche.
Hey,
I'm keeping it real with him, man.
Right now,
Hey, Ty.
What you working with? That nigga said these nuts right now.
I started to tell Ty, either baby looking for him or Dale Meyer. He might get him a head of action.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm perfect. You fine.
I'm gonna put one of them in your class.
Hey, preacher boy, I play on myself before I do that.
I heard that, man. I ain't mad at you, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm nutty.
So who y'all like? Who y'all like West Side versus South Side? Who y'all like?
I like Dino.
I like Money Shoe.
I like Dino.
Dino?
I like Money
Shoe. Hey, baby, you going to the track?
Hey, don't fall for it.
I'm going to the track.
Hey, do me a favor. These nuts, Mudbone, don't go for it.
I'm going to the track. I ain't going to 131. He's going to Byron.
Oh, you
shaking
going to
this convertible down.
Oh,
shaking this convertible down.
Why you going to slip off and then tell everybody where you're going?
Well, guess what?
22. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on? I'm trying to figure out how, when a motherfucker asks you for a spot, you tell him you ain't gonna give him shit, but you turn around.
I'm not giving you a motherfucking thing, Marvin. Let me explain something, Marvin.
Hey,
Marvin.
Hey, preacher boy,
Wear your steel leg tomorrow. Don't wear that titanium because I'm going to put a strong-ass magnet on your back of your cage, motherfucker.
You better put it on the back. Hey, listen to me. I tell you what. Hey, listen. I'll tell you what I do for you then. This is what I'm going to do for you. You give me the back tie and the brake. Listen, you give me the back tie. Listen to me. You give me the back tie and the brake. I'm going to take my leg off, leave it in the trunk, in the truck, and run you.
Ooh. I'm not giving you a motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
I'm
that's what you call respect.
All black.
That's what you call respect.
You can't do what I do
on the left side.
I'm all skin and half steel. And I'm a lot retarded.
Motherfucker got no motherfucking crowbar. Fuck you talking about.
Hey man, I went to the liquor store just now and they asked to see my ID. My ID said handicapped retarded. They said, how many you want?
I don't know why you had to go to. I don't know why you had to show your ID or did they do it tell you no baby. And be like, that motherfucker got a platinum account up here, Rothschild.
Hey man, listen. Then they had to put it on baby account, and baby been looking for me, telling me some. I need some dick and balls.
Baby
boss can put it
on Stoney out of bed. Baby boss can put it on Stoney out.
Baby don't take credit. He take dick and balls.
Lord,
none of that.
Mercy. Come on, man. Don't do anything like that, cuz.
You motherfuckers are something else. You motherfuckers show quick to say what a motherfucker got. Nobody know what
the
fuck
you
got. You don't give a fuck. Get your motherfucking ass up there.
You got a front wheel car. You started out with a front wheel car. Listen to me. You started out with a front wheel car and ended up a back wheel car. First of all, you told me you're going to beat my ass with an 87. And when I said I'm ready, it turned to a 2005, 2006, 2007.
Listen, man. It took you all fucking year to get your car running. Motherfucker, I've been racing all year. What the fuck are you talking about?
It took me goddamn 6 months to learn how to walk. I ain't telling you. Hey, man, as soon as I start walking, I see you. I'm here. I didn't change the program.
You just talking because I said I'm not bringing the car. I already told you that. Do you want to run me?
I told you, keep me in mind
out your motherfucking mouth.
Hold on, time out. I heard what you said. You said keep you and yours out of my mouth. I'm talking about you and we. You know, that ain't yours, that's we. So I ain't talking about
you.
You
call it what
I'm talking
you
about
want.
We.
Hey, I tell you what.
Motherfucker, just do it.
If it ain't me, I tell you what, you lock me in and I'm going to show you what I can do. I guarantee
you
that if I lock your ass in, I bet I ain't got to call no motherfucker to lock you in. I bet you that.
Goddamn right. I know you're
not. Motherfucker.
If that's the case, just give me the break, baby.
I'm not giving you shit but a motherfucking lane. Get your pretty car ass up there and get blown up. Get blown out, motherfucker. Get your ass up there.
Hey, watch this, y'all. Watch this. You said you're going to be in the house. I'm going to be in the house. I'm not leaving without putting this motherfucking dick in somebody's ass or this leg. So, you're a candidate.
Okay,
I know you're on the killing list.
Sound good.
Meanwhile, hold on,
preacher boy. Then you wasting fucking time talking to Marvin. Marvin ain't finna race no motherfucker.
Tell him again.
No, why you even went with Marvin? Marvin ain't finna race no motherfucker.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
I used to have plenty of respect for you, but you didn't hear my question, obviously. My question was, I didn't say nothing about I want to race. I didn't say that. I just asked the question.
okay.
Hey,
well, you
listen,
told me that motherfucker on,
hold on.
Let me
straighten this question out. Let me straighten this question out, though, for him to be 100 now. I'm going to be 100%. I'm not giving him a spot. I got three motherfuckers that asked me for a spot. I told them they got it. So tomorrow when we get there, when they finish doing what they do, getting their dress ready and they thongs on and all that other shit, I'm going to drive up in their ass with the spot. See, Marvin, what you don't understand, I ain't giving you a motherfucking thing but a fit, nigga. So you and your dumbass driver,
uh-oh,
let me know when y'all ready.
Uh-oh. Put a name on it. Put a name on it.
Oh, you want me to put a name on your driver?
Yeah.
Dumbass Mr. B. Dumbass Mr.
Lord
B.
Lord have mercy. Wow.
Wow.
Mr. B, I ain't allowed to call you Burnout, you know what I used to call you, the Burnout Girl, because I heard another motherfucker repeat it, and he ain't in that category to play with you like that. So I don't want nobody repeating the shit I say, but you a dumbass driver, so they can repeat that.
Well, I got a question. What makes me a dumbass driver and you a smartass driver?
Listen to me. So the way I feel about
thought. We on the show. We've been talking. I asked the question.
Listen, I'm just telling you, you might be a genius ass driver, but I'm telling you my opinion of you. All you need to always do is line a motherfucker up. You should never be behind the wheel of nothing but a tow vehicle.
Well, let me ask a question, preacher boy.
I'm so glad I can take you.
Can you get pay per view with that leg?
I missed the question.
Hanna Barbara. I said, I want to ask you a question. If you stand close to your cable box with that motherfucking leg, can you get pay-per-view?
Listen to me. I sure do good reception. So, no, I don't get no extra count, but I get good reception.
So you like to receive it. Oh, okay.
But listen to me, though. Let me break this down to you. One day I came out to my truck and it didn't start up. I took my leg off and sit it on the hood. It fired right on up. So I got an advantage you ain't got. I got a jump start.
Yeah.
I see you put them scabby-ass legs on and fuck your socks up. You kept cutting your socks up.
You mad at me because I got feeling in my legs and your shit just make a dinging sound.
Man, if my legs... Money, if my legs got to feel like your leg, cut both of these motherfuckers off. Because I know you scarring up a bunch of motherfuckers you sleeping with. If you rub against them motherfuckers, you will cut a motherfucker. You a sergeant battery in bed.
And you rub up against a motherfucker with that Ginsu knife with that plastic foot on it, you'll cut a motherfucker too.
No. Let me break it down to you. Listen, money. When I go get in the bed, I disassemble the whole body like Johnny Five.
Yeah, I know you do, like a goddamn transformer.
Like a transformer. I can take it all off. I can get in position you can never get into with your big ass. You know, you're talking all
I know one position you can't get in. You can't get in a position to motherfucking tap dance.
I couldn't do that. Hey, I couldn't do that when I had two real legs. But, hey, you ask them motherfuckers when they got to shooting by three little shots, who was the first one that ran off and left their ass?
I don't know. They should have just come behind. You got that motherfucking vibranium ass leg you done got from Wakanda, motherfucker. You could have blocked them bullets.
You 100% right, but we weren't going to find out that day. They could have told me it was bulletproof. I wasn't going.
Hey.
So you got something else you want to say, baby? I mean, not baby, but Gabby.
Hey, Scabby, you got anything else?
Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy. Leave me out of that shit.
I was talking about you. Hey, baby. You motherfucker scared because I'm from where that motherfucker Black Panther was from. I'm from Wakanda.
You Wakanda, motherfucker.
I come from Wakanda, motherfucker.
42,
baby,
your mic is open.
Hey, baby.
Man,
that
no,
Rusty
no,
Jones.
No, I'm going back on mute. Money from the junkyard.
But what's going on? But meanwhile, back to Mr. B. Mr. B, what's going on?
I know you ain't got to go to work in the morning.
Uh-oh.
Is y'all meeting up
the
at the track
must
race
just
tomorrow?
That sound like Chuck.
Is y'all meeting up at the track race tomorrow? Oh, shit. Oh, Lord have mercy, man. Hey, boy.
Yes. I can't hardly hear you, but speak up.
You meeting up at the track race tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be at the track tomorrow.
Come on, man. Give me that same race for Yakov. We going to try you.
Man, y'all got it, bro.
Come on, what time? How much? Or you want to lock in at the track? What you want to do?
We'll lock in at the track. You got that race.
All right.
You want the break to the eight, right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You got it. And somebody else. Hey, hold on. Now, watch this. You got it. Hey, Marvin, did you hear that? You got it. Marvin, did you hear that?
I heard it.
Okay, Marvin. Fall back now. Hey, Vaughn, I will see y'all there tomorrow, man. We're going to come over with a decent price. Because I don't have a lot of people betting with me. I'm betting on myself. See how easy that was, y'all?
Yep.
And there's one more person that's going to get the same treatment. I promise.
Okay.
For the name of
it. No, he wants to be, he stay undercover. He told me he wanted to be a thot. He wanted to stay undercover. He asked me, y'all will know when he get his treatment.
We sitting up in the cut. Tomorrow the last day, man. We trying to play.
Hey, man, I ain't mad at you. I heard you. We going to have a ball. I got plenty of gas, plenty of night. I wouldn't give a fuck if I go empty tomorrow.
You got gas and nitrous. Do you got some hard and some nuts, though?
Well, I don't have. I just told you what I'm doing tomorrow. What part you than that?
Okay.
You shouldn't even have another. Let's time out, Vaughn. You shouldn't have another conversation with me. You asked me and I told you we going. Your next conversation is find you another Vic because you're going to need something to lick your wounds with. Find somebody you can beat because I'm going to fuck you up. I've been calling Rough House 2 and they won't answer. I know y'all don't discuss them. Could you have one of your roommates call the other party, and if you show up with that Camaro, I will flip that bitch on his back.
Man, I don't know which. We got a Camaro and that motherfucker orange shit.
I don't know nothing about no orange Camaro. I'm gonna stay out of that. That sounds like game over. I want no trouble. So I'm gonna go to the next phase. But yeah, man, we're gonna have a ball tomorrow, man. We're gonna have fun tomorrow, man. Hey, I see everyone. Hey, listen, one thing I love about all y'all, when y'all flip from Neutron to Vice Lord, from Vice Lord to Breed, y'all don't post flagging. So y'all keep changing groups.
Put the name on it, preacher boy. Who changed the groups, man? Stop making these false accusations without putting the name on it.
Hey, I know your car. I know you ain't got no orange car in your group. I just said game over. So that means y'all had to change from Rough House to something else. So they don't get to keep Rough House.
You see that what I'm saying? You think it too? You see that's what I'm saying? You fucked it on me. You still don't know what Camaro is talking about. Game over.
No,
is
I don't.
Fucking game over is cranberry.
Burgundy. It's burgundy.
And that's the
it's,
part
it's,
of my
okay,
title.
Okay. Right.
That's
I thought that what orange
bro.
Camaro you got? What orange Camaro
I'm
you like, got, Ian? Tell me about it.
You ain't gonna race. No, I ain't gonna tell you nothing. Don't worry about it. You'll see me
okay.
at the track.
Don't please. Tell me nothing. Okay. You'll be in it.
Yeah, I will if you want me in it.
Them boys bringing that purple. Hey, listen, I'm not even gonna say we. I'm gonna say those boys said they bringing a purple Camaro, and I know if purple and orange get together, gonna make a nasty color.
Hey, you want to say we? You want to be from China or Japan, motherfucker? You want to say we?
No. Stop saying China. We is French, motherfucker. It's French.
You ain't gonna put that motherfucker French, whatever. You ain't gonna put that bitch ass fucking hold on. You ain't gonna put that bitch ass purple car for your car, motherfucker.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I put that white motherfucker where your ass is me.
I'm ready.
Hey man.
Nowhere are you at
my priority hey listen. My priority is China white. That's the only thing I worry about. Mixing that
okay.
shit up. Uncut.
See you tomorrow.
Pure China
see
white.
You tomorrow.
That's it. That's
see
all,
you
baby. Hey, y'all. After I finish with him, I'm probably in the money, man. I'm going to the next.
Hey, preacher.
Yeah.
Hey, preacher boy,
yeah.
When
yeah.
you
yeah.
was when you was using that shit, you wasn't even using it uncut. So don't give it to me that the cow.
Damn.
Hey, man. I ain't never used it, but when I was getting it, it was pure. Listen to me, bro. Are you fucking around? I always getting pure shit. It was uncut when I got it, and when I sold it, it was stepped on. Now,
man,
if you want to know something,
you was getting your shit off of Independence and Damon, motherfucker.
Hey, listen, preacher boy, that bullshit you was getting you getting that shit from the back of Mick Austin, motherfucker. You ain't got no get your ass out of here, man. Come on, Vaughn. Hey, listen.
That is so disrespectful. I know you ain't shop at West and none of the race car parts because them motherfuckers vote.
I can't tell. I want you to repeat them same words when I give you the same demonstration I gave Gunplay. I say they told me you committed suicide. Hey, they said you committed suicide with Gunplay, so I know what you're going to do with Yak Car. They got a brick wall down at the finish line.
You gonna do the same thing you did with Gunplay. You left too early two times, boy. Both, you keep leaving too early. Don't give me
you
the break.
Dive into the
you
wall.
Might as well give me some. You might as well give me some on
the
other
the wall.
End. Don't give me the break.
You gonna drive into the wall? Which wall you wanna drive into?
Nah, I ain't gonna. Don't flip your shit like you did before you cut the roof off that motherfucker. Don't flip it now.
Hey man, I didn't flip it. Hey, listen, a nigga was sitting on my booty and flipped me. And that's why I'm pressing charges. Anybody that try to touch me on the ass, I'm calling 911. Sexual harassment.
Oh, man. Not the dildo.
It's a hando. Listen, it ain't got to be a dildo. It could be a hando. I'm trying to tell you, taking advantage of a handicap, I'm locking y'all ass up. Hey, but meanwhile, man, we got to understand on our race, Vaughn. Let's go to the next show. Let's listen to whoever else got something to say.
Lord, how much?
Yeah, my special.
Hey, hey, Von, do me a favor. They need you to give him a call because he might need you to come to his rescue. I will beat the fuck out of him tomorrow, too. And we've been having friendly conversations. If he show up tomorrow, I'm going to rape him, too. I'm trying to get the South Side pregnant. If I can make enough South Side babies, I got a lot of places to stay at when it get cold. I'm going to make me an Indiana baby, too, before it's over with.
Oh, man.
I think Brian is up. I think Brian
is up. Not the 219, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to have me a 219, baby. I got a whole family out there now. I just got to have one in. I got a whole family in Gary. So I need them in the other part.
You can make your mouth say anything, preacher boy.
Hey, I miss you. What part? Hammond.
Oh,
I got to make me some Hammond, baby.
Hey, I don't know nothing about Hammond. But when you come
you
to the G, you go, I'm from Gary, motherfucker. I ain't no motherfucker.
Oh, you in Gary? Hey, well, listen, I already got a family in Gary. You fuck around snitch on me. You know y'all motherfucker talk too much out there in Gary. I got a whole family in Gary. Oh.
No, that's your M.O. You going to try to hurry up and get to your family in Gary. Mm-hmm. Whoever keeps saying that secretary shit, they can get some too, motherfuckers.
Uh-oh.
Nah. Bring a car and get your ass up there tomorrow. So I can secretary on your ass. I got paperwork to do. Get your ass up there. I'm going to sign it. I'm going to sign you off.
What you got to do?
I got paperwork to do, goddammit.
Hey, just
putting
do
paperwork.
Me one favor.
I'm putting paperwork
listen.
On all you motherfuckers tomorrow.
Hey, listen. Hey, secretary, only thing I want you to do tomorrow is sign my check. I don't give a fuck if you fire the rest of them motherfuckers. You can fire the rest of them motherfuckers. Just make sure I get my check tomorrow.
You're a giant bottle of whiteout.
Hey, Eddie, we having a good time on your show, man. We got the faggots off your
hey,
show.
Hey, man.
I'm homosexual.
I'm enjoying it, man.
Oh, man. Not the homosexual.
You know them homosexuals jump right on line. They were the first ones in the show with their finger up somebody's booty. Now we got them talking about some good drag racing.
Put a name on it.
I ain't going to keep naming these motherfuckers, man. You know who they are. Don't let them ring your doorbell or you're going to get a trick. You're going to get a trick or you're going to get a treat.
That's Uncle Maza there.
Hey, Marvin, you look pretty good, too, man. Did you spin that dino real good? Did you like what you saw?
I don't. Well, thank you. I don't know because I wasn't there.
Oh. That was a nice pitch, though.
Thank you, sir.
Brother Marv.
Yes, sir.
Marv,
yes,
you
going to
swing it down
Finn
Street like old times?
Oh, man, you don't remember them days, man.
Go down Center Street for one good old time.
Yes, sir. I have to do that.
Yeah.
I have to do that.
All you need is find those niggas' thumb and start counting them $100 bills off.
Yeah. Yeah, I will write that motherfucker on the street, too.
Hey.
Hey, y'all
Somebody
see that? That man's stronger than battery acid. That man's stronger than battery acid. Y'all got y'all man. And that's a nigga in the background
yeah,
crying.
I'm going back on me.
I know that sound, kid. I know somebody on the forklift.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen, that nigga's crying. He's like,
not the heister. Not the heister.
I hear that shit all night long.
Hey,
the damn secretary say he's going to battle.
Oh, my God. Did y'all say that word again? Did you hear that, man? They called that man.
Always a motherfucker on here. There's always a motherfucker on here whispering. Always a motherfucker whispering.
Thank you.
Always a motherfucker whispering. Whoever that motherfucker is whispering, he know how to reach me. Secretary always in the office. Don't get your last and final write up, motherfucker.
Oh, man. I'm finna throw in a haymaker, man. I'm finna throw... Hey, y'all watch it now. I'm finna throw this motherfucking hand grenade. You know the boss always fuck the secretary. That's his mistress.
Call it what you want.
Hey, kid, what is hey,
number
kid,
one,
what that race rocking that woolly dog?
This secretary is I don't know if he's racing tonight or not. I don't know if I think they got something going on in one of them tracks down there.
Man, I'm running out of Hennessy, man.
Oh,
hey, Vic, how much is your gas out there? How much y'all gas cost out there?
$3.05, I think it was.
Okay. And I got gas $3.19.
How much did diesel go for?
Diesel was like $3.40.
Okay. Which gas station is $3.05? I can know to stop there in the morning. Because I went and got gas for $3.19 earlier, and I done burned down to half a tank.
You come to the... You can't come to the hood, mother. Hey, motherfucker, you can't come to Gary. You can't come to Gary, motherfucker.
You fucked up.
You was
that
job
for
the whole long time.
Hey, stop lying, boy. I'm always in Gary. I'm on my way there now any damn way. But I'll be at Pilot. My kids work at Pilot, motherfucker. So stop playing with me.
Which gas station? At what Pilot? At which Pilot?
The one at, right across
on
from, what's the other gas station? On Burr Street.
On Burr? Your kid. Who is your kid?
Yeah, my kid's working there. You don't know him. You better not know him.
You motherfucking lie. I know everybody at the Pilot, motherfucker.
Oh, my
you
God, man. You better
go. All the secretaries hang out.
Hey,
Steve.
Hey, man, my kid's working there, man.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve. Keep on talking. Get your ass blowed out tomorrow. Bring
get
that cucumber. I'm
going
to make my
back
son take his finger off your ass.
Oh, now you got me. Now you got me.
We got
now
the fastest. We got the fastest cars. We got the fastest cars in Indiana, in case anybody wants to know.
You're a motherfucker.
Oh,
I bet you lying.
I bet you lying, motherfucker.
I bet you can't prove it tomorrow, motherfucker.
With what? What you bringing out tomorrow?
Nah, you talking about you got the fastest car? Get your ass up there. It don't matter what I got.
It do kind of matter what you got, though.
Nah, the fuck it don't. What did you just say?
Come to win.
You just say?
Come to win. Secretary said come to win.
What did you just say? You got the fastest car in Indiana. Get your ass up there, and I'm going to prove you motherfucking wrong.
Hey, Bob, you win that game? I got the fastest G-body in Indiana. Now lock me in, motherfucker.
I bet you don't, motherfucker.
Lock me in. Noses.
Y'all
in that?
Y'all in that, right now?
Man. Hey, listen. Vic know what's up. We took over
since
Indiana.
Since you always talking about Day-Day, get Day-Day motherfucking ass up to 131 tomorrow, and I'm going to beat his motherfucking ass.
Well, what car, Vic? I'm trying to get that air up there. What car?
You already know what fucking car. I already said what car I'm bringing. I'm only bringing one car.
I ain't hear you, Vic. I ain't listening to when you tune in.
That 06 Monte Carlo, man. That's all I'm bringing.
Are you bringing the post stop?
Hey, man, get us a little spot with Yak Car. We're going to try you, man.
I'm not
get us a little spot with Yak Car. We're going to try you.
I'm not giving you shit. Get your ass up there. You said y'all got the fastest car in Indiana. Prove it, motherfucker.
That ain't. We ain't bringing the fastest car.
Prove
we
what the fuck
car.
You just said, man.
I will prove it. I will prove it, Vic, but it's not going to be tomorrow, motherfucker, at 1:31.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, then quit talking to me. I'm going back on me.
No, I'm going to talk to you because we can do another race.
No,
so
I don't
want
to talk. I don't want to talk to you.
We can talk.
I don't want to talk.
If you don't want to talk, shut the fuck up then. Shut the fuck up.
Put your
horse
down.
You ain't talking to the secretary
like that.
I just went
off what you said, motherfucker. That's why.
You say you don't want to talk, but I'm standing here in your voice.
You said the
fastest
motherfucking car in Indiana. You say you don't want to talk,
but I'm standing here in your voice. Shut the fuck up. Let them talk, bitch.
Hey, Bob.
That was a good one.
Fuck you. Hey, Preacher Boy, shut the fuck up. Fuck you, Bob.
He got your ass.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
Your ass trying to rob now. You bring the 87, I'll beat your ass.
Oh, man, I already said that car not coming out, man.
Well, stop trying to rob with the fucking 02 to your motherfucker or the 04, whatever year it is.
I'll tell you what, give me the back tie and I'm going to try you, Day Day.
I ain't getting you shit. Get your ass, get a fucking lane.
Shut the fuck up then.
You shut the fuck up.
I just told Vaughn I'm gonna beat your ass tomorrow if you show up.
Man, you gonna
Well, listen, we gonna have a ball tomorrow. I'm gonna run you first, then turn around and run Yak, and then turn around and run my mystery girlfriend.
Hey, Day-Day.
You know, I'm gonna go home, bro.
Hey, Day-Day, I don't like how you came on this phone. I ain't like how you talked about me to Vaughn.
Hey, Preacher Boy,
I'm going to call your motherfucking ass as soon as this show over with. I'm going to talk to you person to person. Because I don't like how the fuck you got on here talking shit.
Because I just heard how you talk shit about me. Say, get Day-Day ass to 131, you going to beat my ass. I heard you.
Goddamn right. I owe you one, motherfucker.
You're going to be chasing that forever, Vic.
Now, what you say now, Vaughn? What was you finna tell me, Vaughn?
About what?
I don't know.
You're
going to say my name, and they kept talking.
Hey, listen. Those you got that race is good.
Listen to me. Listen, this is what I'm going to do. If Day-Day show up tomorrow, Vaughn, I'm going to run Day-Day first. Then I'm going to run you right behind Day-Day. All I want to do is cool off, change bottles, come back and beat your ass.
No, we said we got the same race. That's all we said.
I understand that, but I ain't giving you no time limit. I said I'm going to run Day-Day first if he show up with his car, man. That's it. I'm going to run Day-Day before I run into y'all. I know he better not. You better stand in front of it or steal it.
I ain't got to worry about that.
Man, me and Day-Day didn't already hear the conversation. If Day-Day show up tomorrow, we're going to make love, man. He going to have a little baby. He going to have a Day-Day baby, boo. Or I'm gonna have a
we gonna have a little preacher boy boo. I know you gonna have a preacher boy boo.
I'm gonna drive it all in you. You gonna know I'm coming, 'cause I'm gonna be in front.
Hey, we gonna take your motherfucking stripes and put them on Day-Day car. When you come back, your motherfucking car gonna be naked. We gonna be able to take your shit.
No, hey, man. Hey, Vaughn. All I'm gonna do is call the white man and say put some different stripes on it.
That's a bump.
Hey, preacher boy, why don't you and Dave do a double penetration on that Monte Carlo?
What'd you say?
Do a double penetration on that Monte Carlo.
What Monte Carlo?
What Monte Carlo are you talking about, man?
The one Vicky threatened everybody with.
Okay, but listen, I ain't trying to be rude. I'm talking, I'm on two questions. This is Steve talking, right?
Of course.
Well, Steve, what's the problem about y'all getting y'all car together and run a motherfucker?
I didn't
say
you
were recruiting motherfuckers.
I said you and Day-Day.
I said
you and Day-Day. Why don't y'all get up on that Monte Carlo?
I'm talking to Day-Day. I'm talking to Day-Day.
You
and Day-Day
can both
be
the Monte Carlo.
Hey, man.
Somebody got some music in the background.
I'm not going to be quiet now. Steve, you be quiet.
I'm going to go, Vic. I hope I bump into you tomorrow. I'm going to go.
And I'm going to make my son stick his thumb up your ass.
Now, you just lied. So you only bring in one car.
Oh, shit.
Now, your son, you already said you only bring in one car.
Listen, man. I said bring the cucumber, and I'm going to make my son bring his motherfucking car and stick his arm up your ass.
Humbly.
That's what I said.
That's what he said now.
Humbly.
That's what he said now. I heard him say that.
Humbly.
Lock in, and Vic gonna bring that car. I said I ain't gonna waste my time.
You and Testin tune to blow up again, like you always do.
If I blow up, I smell some pussy. One thing about it. I blowed up, but I'm back together. Remember that. I was blown up
hey,
the next weekend,
I'm,
and I was back racing, motherfucker. You
like
can't
I'm
do that.
Weed. Man, I'm drinking Hennessy, coughing like I'm smoking weed.
Motherfucking dick truck, motherfucker.
Bro.
Worried about what the
hey,
fuck
Steve.
I'm doing.
Hey, Steve, you smell like pussy right now. You got them bagging up. Preacher boy.
Keep that pretty motherfucker. Get it ready for the world wheel.
He gonna be a run up and we get ready to race tomorrow.
Who the fuck wanna get out? What you talking about, Vic?
What you talking about, Vic? What you gonna do tomorrow?
You're not gonna run me with Yak Sky, and I'm not giving no motherfucking shit. So it is what it is.
Okay.
When I bring gun play out,
I'm running through the whole Indiana. I don't give a fuck how many bar cars or motor.
Hey, Vaughn, listen to me good. Soon as you come out with gunplay, make sure I'm the first motherfucker you tap on the shoulder.
For how much, Vic, you lying? For how much?
I don't give a fuck however much you want to run for, bro. All
right. Okay. Remember you said that. Record this, please. Vaughn, listen to me, man.
It's recorded.
You ain't got to say nothing else. You said it more than one time. You said what you need to say.
Yeah, I did. Hurry up and get your play ready. And I'm going to blow your ass out.
Hey, Vic, why the
you
fuck is that
do
cheap
shit.
Ass gas
you wouldn't
up?
Even you wouldn't even look at me at the track when I hit gun play ready. So get your cow. Man, hey, Vic.
I beat you. Don't worry about it. What you talking about? I beat your ass already. Why I didn't fucking
you
look
did.
At you?
You did. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, let me remind you.
He did beat me.
To get the fastest car in Indiana. Any motherfucking thing out y'all camp, y'all got action.
Well, what though, Vic?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Vic, why should you say they join camp? They join a new camp.
Hey, no, nah, he ain't got ain't no new camp. Hey, listen. Hey, listen. Anything out my camp, right?
Anything out your motherfucking camp. I don't give a fuck what it is. Y'all got action.
Okay, win, Vic, win.
I just said you got all winners to get what you need.
Man,
I don't need
to come before the
hey, listen, Vic, I don't need all winners. I can meet you at my heel race and show you I got the fastest thing in Indiana.
You can do what?
I can meet you at my heel race and show you I got the fastest car in Indiana.
Listen to me and listen to me good. It's not going to Mike Hill race. You got all winners.
Well, I see your ass next year.
Hey, Vic, listen to what I say. Smart man. Hey, Vic, listen to what I'm going to say. You a smart man, Vic. Don't go to Mike Hill race.
No, I'm not going to Mike Hill race. Well, I'm going to step up. I race up here.
Yeah, stay up here.
Yeah, hey, Prince Boy, yeah, they go join the Wii Foundation. You said hip hop.
Right, they better listen.
2285.
Hold on, fellas. Hey, hold on, Vic, you bag up for a minute. What you want to do, Von? I'm going to see how fast you really are at Mike Hill race.
Before
what you
want to
do, Von?
Listen to what Von said.
Hey,
what
you
want to
do with Mike Hill race, Von?
Who is that?
Uh-oh.
What do you want to do at Mike Hill race? I'm going.
Leon. That's Leon.
What you want to do at Mike Hill race?
Hello?
I'm going to Mike Hill race. I'm from Indiana. Well, what you want to do, Va? With my Camaro?
Uh-oh.
Hey.
I'll stop that. I'm going to my Kia race. I'll beat your ass at my Kia race.
Did you just say
you whoop everything in Indiana? Out of your cap?
Yeah.
Did I just hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take my Camel and I'm going to beat the hell out of you. At my kid.
Whatever I bring, right?
No, out of your cap.
Out of my cap, right?
Out of your cap.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring what I got out of my cap.
Come on, dude.
I knew I'd stop you from running your goddamn mouth.
You ain't talking that shit.
You ain't whoop shit out of here. Out of camp. The man already beat your ass.
You ain't going to
whoop
shit.
You already forgot. The man beat your ass. You forgot.
You're not gonna whoop shit, Leon. I'll whoop your ass. You forget? I whooped your ass, Leon. I whooped your ass.
Nah, you didn't. I whooped your ass.
Nah,
though.
You didn't. I whooped your ass.
I beat the fuck out you with
K-Dawg,
cowboy. You jumped your hot ass in there and got laid out.
Man, get your ass up out
there,
man. Weak
motherfucker.
Man, get your ass up out there, man.
I knew I meant to change the attitude.
Did I whoop you? Did I whoop your ass?
Did I whoop your ass? We both beat your ass.
Ask the question.
Now whoop it now.
Ask the question.
Won't you whoop it now? Yeah,
ask
the
question.
World, you got this shit
lock in,
out,
lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in, Leon, lock in, Leon.
I ain't
got
nobody
time
out.
Lock in.
I got my own
lock
time.
In.
You and that big rapper,
hey, Bob.
Lock in, lock in.
I got something
lock
you in. Beat
hey,
I beat your
hey,
motherfucking ass, boy.
Real...
That shit
hey,
you
wait,
got.
Hey, Leon, hold on. Hey, Bob. See, you talking about Mike Hill right now. Can Gunplay be ready for Mike Hill right
now? Why you worried about
Mike Hill?
No,
that shit
ain't
going to be ready, Vic. That shit ain't going
to
be ready. You know it ain't going
to
be ready.
Because listen to me. Listen to me. Because I'll take toe tag and lock your ass in for Mike Hill right now.
Hey, hold on. Hold on, Vic. Hold on, Vic.
Hold
on. Hold
on, my motherfucking
I will
ass,
not, hold on. Hold on, Vic. I will lock toe tag in for tomorrow with that time. Now lock in.
No, I said I will lock Gunplay in for Mike Hill race with toe tag.
That because you know Gunplay broke, you dumb, stupid motherfucker. Yo, dumb ass. Get your ass out here. Race tomorrow, motherfucker.
Race tomorrow, motherfucker. Day-Day, don't do that. Don't do that,
Day-Day.
Who was that that said better stay up?
So he said nothing, man.
Yeah.
I ain't had no shirt. If I said I say, I said.
Hey, and guess what, Day-Day? I'm going to let you borrow my trailer again to get there, and I'll beat your motherfucking ass. Not nigga.
Hey, Vic.
Nigga, since you trying to be nice, motherfucker. I wasn't trying to put our business out there, but you want to keep on throwing those jabs and shit. Get your ass
You was talking crazy to me, man. I just heard what you said tomorrow about me, man. Get Daddy cut out with me his ass tomorrow. That's what you
hey,
said.
Because Vine ass always throwing you in there.
Okay, but I heard you, though.
Hey, Vic, he gonna throw him in there because he got a fast-ass tie, and they ain't got nothing to whoop him with, so they got to get on his back. Nothing against you, but he got to get on his side when you got a fast-ass
car.
I like that. Shit.
Yeah.
It's fast enough. You see how they just jumped on your hip? They ain't jump on your side. They jumped on your hip, Day-Day.
Nah, I like that, though. They ain't jump on nothing, man.
Fast
than
the motherfucker. That car Day-Day got faster than the motherfucker. Ain't nobody going.
Yeah, right. That's
so,
Liz
strung me out. That motherfucker strung me out.
Weak.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Vic, I wasn't going.
Y'all can stop it with that.
That motherfucker strung me out.
Man, that was that luck, man.
Man, luck my motherfucking ass. You beat my ass.
Man, that was luck, man. Luck was on my side.
All right, I hear you. Well, get that bitch out of the wild and see
Day-Day, luck pays off, too.
Yeah, hey, it sure do shit. I'm a firm believer in that.
Hey, Day-Day, I'd rather be lucky than goddamn it good.
Yeah,
all this old shit talking about Mike here on the race. Me and you want to race a motherfucker,
hey,
then you want to go get up the top. Cut that shit out.
Quit sending me pictures, Steve.
This nigga is stupid. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell y'all, I guarantee the people who go on the Mikeyo race, I guarantee they going to test till they break down. They ain't testing we in the race. They testing and testing till they break and been racing all year. Watch how they go down in the test.
Who you talking about?
Them tattoo baby.
Hey, Vic.
What up? Yeah.
You gave me a starter too, man. I appreciate everything you did for me.
So you think I'm gonna run you and you got my motherfucking starter on your pocket?
Yeah, I appreciate everything you did for me. Yeah, amen. Ain't bad.
See, I'm a good sport.
Yes, you are. You sure is, bro.
No, Vic, you gave it to him. I tried to give him one, but it didn't work. It didn't work with his application. I had a brand new one. That's what real racers do, though, Vic. You help each other.
Oh, for sure. No doubt. That's what it's all about.
Yep. So what I do, Vic?
You showed up with a brand new one and gave it to me.
There you go.
Hey, and guess what?
I wasn't going to pull it back off.
Hey, guess what? When you needed some more help, who was there to help?
You was, most definitely.
So now, it ain't about what we do. This racing, man. That's exactly. What's wrong with these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers try to make this shit personal.
Right.
I had to straighten a nigga out the other day about this shit.
It ain't about that. It's about fucking drag racing. If you can go, go.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you like this. Get Von ass back on here because he's talking about that they going to have a faster car in Indiana. I promise you they won't.
Hey, Vic. Hold on, Vic. We might take one of them cars about us. Just hold your horse.
We might take one of them G-Body to Vada.
Yeah. You just give him the same treatment you gave him before. He ain't been back there.
Ass whoop.
That's what happened when you put it on the motherfucker real good, though. They forget. They kick that ass. They got their ass pulled out. They forgot. Yes,
Hey, as soon as Day-Day whooped me, now he on Day-Day team.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Day-Day look faster than him. That's why. She is. You think I would? I have to ban the ship when a mother look faster than me. Go ahead. You could. No, it's time right there. Just get your empty one and bring him down here.
Yeah,
all right, y'all. I only can take so much. You can't say you whoop everything in Indiana, goddamn it. You got your ass pulled out by the Indiana car.
Yeah.
I was surprised
to hear you on here, Leon. Somebody said earlier that you were scared to come on because they was on here.
No, Eddie, no, I was with my family. And you know how they, when you're family, you enjoy
yeah,
I can't be here. I can't be on the goddamn talk show all day. I have to get my wife and my kids. I had to get him some attention.
I understand.
Eddie, you know I ain't scared to come on no show, but I'm going to come and style some shit and draw the motherfucker at the same time. You know that already.
Yeah, kid probably remember who said that. I can't remember who said that.
Oh, I get kid. I put that nitrous on his ass in the morning. I kept his ass coming up 94 in the morning. I had to deal with him.
What will the dog race rocking ass? He's saving that Andy Mack and all of them. What the hell? You know? Dog be saving people, man.
He be saving people. That's that big sham word. Pure entertainment. That's what old Shamrock always said. Pure entertainment, baby. Hey, Eddie, they done fucked up. That bitch fired up.
Yeah, man.
I was doing good when they got up there, wife in the bed, kids enjoying their plan. I was feeling good. That mother kept on about he gonna whoop everything in Indiana. No, you not. That's a lie there. I can stop that lie. I ain't saying I'm the fastest motherfucker out here, but I tell you what, that shit you got ain't gonna whoop that nose. Not this Camaro. And I don't need no heat to race.
Who is short?
What's up, Lincoln?
Who
Big Eddie, how y'all
drive?
Doing tonight, man? How y'all fellas doing tonight?
That would be.
What's happening?
Man, how you feel, bro?
Oh, man. I'm just out here listening in. Everybody drawing on each other. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, man. Have a good show tonight. They trying to get it
everybody
in for that last day.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody going to 131 tomorrow. I'm going to try to make it up there, but I don't get off work too late, man, so I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
Well, they close at 6, and they're out ahead of you, so you figure it out.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Get off too late. It ain't worth trying to
go
up
there. Damn, I forgot about that shit. Damn.
Yeah, because they're an hour ahead, ain't they?
Fuck, yep. I forgot about that shit.
Yep. Damn.
Damn, yeah, you just fucked my locker money up, man. Damn.
I'm supposed to go to a funeral, man. I forgot about that motherfucker. Damn.
I can't believe you beat me like that, man. You beat me bad.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Hey, that motherfucking gamble a bad motherfucker. A lot of motherfuckers don't want to get up to that motherfucking money, man. A lot of motherfuckers can't get them to take that money out the house, man. Motherfuckers can't take that money out the house and do what the fuck they want to do with it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they can't take goddamn $2,000 out the house and shit like that. They're going to take food out the kid's mouth and shit. Take a G and shit and fuck it off. Wife gonna be mad in the motherfucker. Tell you what God love. Motherfucker work every day, all day, goddamn. Can't do what the fuck you want to do with your own money, goddamn. I don't get it. When the fuck you gonna ever spend it?
Whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of motherfucker money in this motherfucker. And then the motherfucker don't be sitting around here and be like, man, no, I can't lose that money. That's the reason they don't be locking in. That's the reason they don't race. If you can't race like that, just say it. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
If you can't lose that money out your household, and goddammit, be comfortable, goddammit, live with yourself, goddammit,
and ain't no problem in your house, got that, you'd be okay.
Yeah, them bills say, uh-uh. Can't bet that money. You ain't paid me yet.
Right now.
It rained clear out about 4 o'clock in the morning, baby. It's already slowed down here, though. Actually, it quit raining down here. So everybody worry about the rain.
Yeah.
By 5 o'clock in the morning, the rain be clearing out, be drying up. Them lock-in races, ain't nothing can stop them. But the good Lord.
Yeah.
Are they hot right? Are they hot right?
All I can tell everybody just drive safe. Don't be in no rush. Leave early. Michigan an hour ahead of us.
They not act like they want to do that.
Get up and get you a good pocket spot. And we're going to see who really is the baddest one, the mouth almighties, and all that good shit.
Hey, Leon.
Yo.
Leon. What me and you talked about, we're going to try to do something, okay? I know y'all got shit going on. I got something I want to go on. So
I'm going to just say it like this. Once we start wheeling on the motherfucker's ass and going in their pockets, I'm going to grab the next one in line.
Okay. That work for me? I ain't going to start trying to run out of gas. I don't believe I'm going to run out of gas. I ain't got a lot of money, but when I get some, I'm parlaying it.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do if you want to keep going, moving ahead. You own house money. When you win, you own house money. So fuck
right.
It. Go for it.
I know when I'm headed that direction, I'm in the car by myself. So it's just me and me. I'm betting with me and me.
Well, you know what, though? This is what I don't understand. This is what I don't get about even the guys that come on the phone. What difference do it make if I got 8 people in the pot, if we got 1 person in the pot? What difference do it make? We all had to reach out somewhere for somebody. And I feel, I'm going to just say this, and I ain't trying to take over your show, Eddie. If you want me to do it, I could talk about this. It seems like when a motherfucker get in a hard spot and they can't afford it, they got to throwing stones at other people when they want to bet. You know, it used to be, didn't nobody have no team. Only about I knew had a team, racing team, was Donnie and them, and Drag had a bunch of people. But then when everybody started teaming up, now when a person ain't got no money and ain't got what they used to have, then you go to talk about somebody else because he want to have four to five people. I hear people talking about, it took 20 of y'all to get up to $2,000. What difference do it make?
Right.
You should be
trying
to
get it.
That's right.
Man,
that's right.
I
understand how they come on the phone and do that.
No, Leon, I got a certain amount.
Somebody, they're just taking a shot. You know,
Leon, listen,
you got to talk, though, and I'm just talking about it. I hear too much. At the same time, if we didn't have all this teammate shit, everybody be fucking racing. So I'm going to kick that out the door because I'm on the team my own self. But for the people who always complain because if people want to bet, you shouldn't even worry about that. My problem is I don't give a fuck who put it up there. I'm trying to beat you out of it. You know what I'm saying?
What it does is take more pressure off the person that's actually locked in and embracing somebody. So
what?
If you locked in for $5,000 and I got $1,000 to $1,500, I want to get in your pocket. And goddamn, you ain't got. You can keep your 15. You can keep your extra 1500. Skin come
but
in.
Let me break
that
down to you. Hold on. Let me break that down to you.
No, but I'm just saying
though.
No, hey, preach for it. Hey, preach for it.
You don't own a cop.
Skin come in and bet his own money.
Baby, let me stop you. You don't own a cop. Baby, listen to me one time.
I am preaching what?
When a motherfucker blow their motherfucking car on either Grand Victory or Roberta, you motherfuckers don't be in a hurry to say, here go 900, here go 2,000 by your converter. What I'm telling you is, if I'm going to only bet 2,000 in the race, you tell me you want to run for 2,000, down on your ass I'm going. Because ain't nobody helping a nigga put them cars together.
Right,
All leaking is saying.
I understand what Leon's saying. Deion saying it didn't take, it doesn't matter how many people come up with the money that you're trying to bet, long as you got that amount. I understand that.
Yeah, but free.
No, he said you shouldn't worry about the people that put in the pot.
Well,
you shouldn't worry about the people that
exactly.
put in the pot. That's what he's saying.
I do understand what Leon's saying.
Money.
I understand that. Y'all not listening to me then. Because I'm saying
no,
that the person
who owns his
own business.
He ain't what he's saying, man.
Listen to what I'm telling you. I understand Leon. Listen, watch this. I'm going to go slow for y'all to understand. I understand Leon saying this. If you race for 5,000, it takes 30 of y'all to get 5,000. It shouldn't matter as long as it's 5,000 at the end of the race.
Exactly.
Who gives a fuck? I understand that part. But what I'm trying to explain to you is, if I come to you and say, hey, man, I want to race. You want to race? I want to race. I got 1,500. I'm betting by myself. Now, here's what another motherfucker walk up and say, cool, I got 1,000. Don't hold me to his 1,000, because I already
know you can't be held to his 1,000.
Hold on. Let me clarify this.
Baby.
Hold on,
out,
man. Let me clarify. Man, let me hell no, because you act like you can say the fucking bet. 1,500 is 1,500. I wouldn't give a fuck if it came out your ass, nigga. Long as you can fade the 1,500 bet, that ain't got shit to do with the side bets
man.
And everything else. The
1,500. Hey, brother D, let me get him.
If me, Leakin, and Big Eddie came up with 3,000 to race you, you had your 3,000, we had 3,000, but they helped me with the 3,000. But you say, hey, Double D, hey, man, I don't want their money. I want yours. That's what Leakin's talking about. If you shouldn't worry about
what,
if I came up with the 3,000, don't worry about it. Just bet it. If you got yours, that's all he's saying.
Double D, listen to what I'm telling you. I understand that part. You're not understanding what I'm telling you. Listen, Double D.
No, Bruce, you understand what
you're saying. Listen to me.
Hey,
I came down south by myself. Hold on. Listen. D, let me talk. D, Double D.
Yes,
you saw me when I came down south. I came by myself, right? You saw me, right?
Yeah.
I come out of my pocket and say, hey, man, Double D, I want to run you. All I got is 1,500. To race you with. That's what I want to run for. He said, man, that ain't no money. I'm not going to run you for that. I'm not fucking with you. You understand?
Yeah.
But then,
I understand.
You tell me, you turn around and tell me, I want to run for 3,000 and all you got is $1,000 in your pot, and another nigga got $1,000, and another motherfucker get $1,000. Ain't that kind of retarded?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Right? If they want to put in, cause that's their money.
Cause
let me give you a little Madison back, and I hate to bring it up, but I'm gonna bring it up. When we ran you, we had a certain amount of money. Your cousin, cuz, and that other dude came up there and had way more than what we had. All we had is what we had. And either you can win that money, or we win that money, or we ain't got a race.
Now,
he said, go ahead and race with that money. What we run for, $3,500 or something like that?
We ran for
Let me finish. Now, I'm gonna use me and you, because I think we went to that and you wanted to run for what you wanted to run for. Me, Scrap, Lee, and my nephew, we've been sticking together here since I've been driving Scrap car. So we already know when Scrap car get ready to race, Scrap gonna bet 90% more money than everybody because it's his car. So we rescue. You can't say Scrap can bet the money. Bet the 1,500, and y'all just got to get y'all somewhere else. Because we've been doing this ever since I've been driving the car, so that's what makes the pot like it is. So I can't boot one of those people out, because you want to run what you want to run for. That's the reason we went like that. I ain't saying nothing against it. I would love to have the 1,500. But when it's somebody else's machine, and that's what they want to run for, they got a certain amount of money to run for. You gotta go with that.
Captain already agreed.
Stop,
I got 2,500 of it.
Y'all stop right now. Listen to what I'm telling him. When I ran, y'all, I had my own money. My cousin embedded on the side. You understand? I had what I wanted to bet on my vehicle. That's all I locked in for. I'm locking in what I'm responsible for that I can afford. Anything else you get, that's why you said, and better. That's on them. I only want to cover my ass because now, say you run for 3,000.
We understood that 30 minutes ago.
We got that 30 minutes ago.
What you saying?
I didn't know where the money was coming from. All I know, it was a closed bet, and we bet it. I didn't ask you how much you bet, how much
you
so bet.
You sure didn't.
I didn't ask that.
My thing is this, man. I try to run these people right now for what I can stand to lose. That I want to lose, and
with
what
that.
I can stand to lose.
That's all you been supposed to do.
And my thing is, they talking about stuff. The first thing a motherfucker say, man, you got to come up. You got to come up. That means you just don't want to run me. Because
no, I ain't putting my time together myself.
I spend my money. I don't need a motherfucker pimping me to tell me, man, I'm going to bet with you now.
Again, we all put our cars together ourselves. We all do it. The same work you do, I do. We all do that. Scrap do. It was what Scrap don't do, I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter about that. But all I'm saying, if I want to run tape, I better be ready to run 1-on-5 because that's what he's starting off at. If I'm not going to bet 1-on-5 trying to run tape, I'm not even going
to
talk to him about racing. Because I'm not racing that kind of money. Scrap run his car for that kind of money because by the time you fill these nitro bottles, put that gas in your car, you got 600 wrapped up in it. And then you put gas in the tow.
You're 100% right.
I'm talking about,
I do the exact same thing.
So you know what I'm saying? That's why I run for what I run for.
But the reason what I'm trying to explain to you, I ran the principal for $1,000 because I went to the track and spent money to get to the track. I ran him for $1,000 because I was testing and tuning. I'm going to make the same pass for fucking free. If I blow a rod,
Hey, preacher boy, can I ask
you
a question?
They got mad at Scrap the other night
because Scrap say Scrap won't go let his car go for no less than $3,000.
Hey, well, you know what? I wouldn't have a problem with that.
He said $2,500. He said $2,500.
No more than $3,000. Less than
$3,000. He said
$2,500.
No, he said $2,500.
No. You didn't hear it right.
Hey, man, he said $2,500, but they sat around and locked in for $3,000.
Leon said, I got $1,500, and Scrap got $1,500. That's what they said.
Well,
and then he turned around and said 25, and then went to 3,000.
Hey, man, look. Hey, Leon couldn't have summed it up no better. Hey, preacher, if I wanted to run you and you told me all you had was 1,500 or 2,000, and I might not tell my, you know, I got a team. I might just say, fuck it. I got my own 15 and 2,000. I'm just going to go and run preacher boy with my money. But if I know I got to run
right.
Scrap, and all he want to run for is 5,000, I might tell my boys, hey, man, I'm going to need a little help. Come on, get in with
thank
me. We're going to run for the 5,000.
That's all I'm saying.
It ain't saying we're going to stop the racing. It's just I know what you're going to run for. I know what Scrap want to run for, and I'm going to accommodate both of y'all.
That's
how that's going to happen.
Double D. That's all I'm saying, man.
Lord,
I don't have a team. Hey, Double D, I don't have a team. I ride myself.
Say what you said was
when
wrong
I ride, I ride alone. So
I
only
understand
bet.
Preacher, that just started because I ain't going to lie to you. Now, last year, you had some people with you every time you came to that track. You had more than just, it wasn't just you. Now this year
on,
came
man.
To
listen,
the
first
end.
First of all, them people
wasn't
betting. Them people wasn't betting a dime. But nobody wasn't.
I don't know that.
Me and my cousin.
I ain't never seen. But preacher boy, all I'm saying, yeah. I ain't never seen you do what you just did for Trick or Treat. I ain't never seen you go down the highway by yourself. You just told your whole history with how hard it was for you to go to that race, and you weren't gonna do it by yourself again because you needed help. So all I'm saying to you. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just as simple as this. If a person don't want to run for the amount of money you want to run for, ain't no love law. Just go to the next step. That's it. You know, I'm going
to
get mad about it. Hey, I'm going to show you an example. You was right there. Look at Dee Dee. Dee Dee's been talking to us for the last 2 months. Say, when we have on the same property, we're going to run for $2,000 to $2,500. Now, when we get to 41, the man went from $2,000 to $2,500 to $3,000 and $4,000. Y'all know I ain't gonna bet that much money, but I got between me, Lee, and Scrap and my nephew, we gonna have about a nickel. But see how quick everybody I went from $2,000 to $4,500 for $8,500 to almost $9,000. Then they didn't wanna do nothing. So they was bluffing me at the same time, at the whole time they weren't trying to run us no way. But he tried to buy the race, and everybody at the track was betting with us. Before I knew it, I couldn't count enough money in my hand. They was giving me, man, we got you, man. Get killed. Whatever you want to run. Lord, how much? We got it. Not but the sky's that, the just, limit. I can understand this here. If I can't beat a person, I'm going to tell them, I don't want them problems. I ain't got enough. I told James Black, we don't have enough to run your head up. We need the break. If you want to run us, we're going to take the break. Other than that, we can't run you with Scrap High head up. You're too fast for us. Now, do you need to continue to talk to me and I expose more business about your racing program? Just leave me alone if you ain't going to run me for what I want. I don't have enough to run you. So I don't want the problem. But when you keep jugging at me, all I'm going to do is tell more of your business, and then that's going to make somebody else ain't going to want to race you. Just that now.
Oh, man.
That's real simple shit.
Hey, baby,
I'm not.
I want you to listen.
Hey,
if I catch you driving that bike,
hey,
if I catch you driving that bike,
Preacher boy, if you on that bike, I'm gonna bet you all you come up with.
You study run off at the mouth, man. You study run off at the mouth, man. You know
Lord,
what, preacher boy? I'm gonna tell you this here. I don't want even.
Lord, how much?
If I catch you on that bike, I'm gonna run you whatever you come up with. You riding, I'm gonna blow him out. I'm gonna blow him out.
He don't have a race car. He have a dick.
Oh, man.
I ain't trying to have a race
damn, not
car.
The dick sucking problem.
I ain't trying to have a race car.
What part of this conversation is racing, though? Please tell me that.
I don't like it when you all talking. I can't talk.
I ain't on that old stuff, man. You're not answering my question.
I want to know what part of this conversation is racist.
Well, D, listen to me, D. You've been knowing me. Everybody on this phone know me. I'm not in the We Foundation, and I ain't going to let no nigga pimp me.
Oh, man, not the We Foundation.
If I deal with a person and he want to get in, and I say, yeah, that's yeah. But I'm not going to take a chance on locking my money in on a motherfucker that I'm betting with you and don't show up. You understand? I can afford to race for whatever the fuck I want to race for. But why in the fuck? This is a gamble. I'm not gambling with my rent money, my mortgage money, my car note money, and none of that. I'm betting on the bullshit money that I want to lose. That's it. That's all. I'm not hungry. I'm
no
not
go,
starving.
Man.
And for that motherfucker that's talking about that most, my wheels cost more than all the shit he's talking about. And I'm talking
about
the
wheels.
I got a whole nother motherfucker race. I'm gonna back into my enclosed. Listen to me. Tomorrow when I back up, I'm back into my enclosed. Drive to Michigan.
Okay,
preacher boy,
you got an enclosed trailer. What do
Lord
that matter?
Lord have mercy.
You racing for this shit.
I'm telling you, you try to talk to me like I'm poor, preacher boy.
Your enclosed trailer costs about how much?
Preacher boy,
how much your enclosed trailer cost?
Come on, man.
15.
On, man.
Now you want to buy it? It's for
sale. Okay.
$15.
So stupid ass out of here.
Oh, man, not the common sense.
Come on, man. He raced 1500.
I got a comb in my car. You need it?
No, I don't need anything. I don't need anything, bro.
What the fuck?
I don't hang out.
My.
I ain't have to go there about that phone, man. Talking about goddamn,
$1,500
for my
shit
closed.
That's
no fucking regular can of sauerkraut.
Damn.
Only reason I bring that conversation up tonight because we
all
I'm studying here.
Hey, Leon,
that
was a good topic, Leon.
Hey, good topic, Leon. That's a good topic.
That was a good shit. That was.
And you know what? Sometimes, hey, baby, but let's check this out. Sometimes. A person can only bet whatever they, you know, whatever they can afford to lose.
Right.
Man. So,
and which is
he might only have, $1,500, $2,000. So you can't knock the man for that. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
And that's what other people come in and say. You know what? You ain't got to bet the whole $1,500. I got $700 of the money or half the money to bet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna be like,
yes, sir.
Shit, I can only lose $700 of the money. Hell yeah, I go. Hell yeah.
Good point. Yeah, that was a good point.
That's the only thing I think Leon said, not to go along to get along. Well, we only got 20. I only got 2,500 myself. And then
you know what?
Me and Bro D walk up there and say, man, we got 1,000 or 1,200 piece or whatever. You know what I'm saying? The bet would make the 5,000. Hell yeah, I can keep my extra motherfucking money in my pocket. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, how much?
But see, he probably just want to bet by himself. He probably don't want to.
Don't want to let nobody get in on his pot.
Some people gonna let you get in on the pot. Some people might not. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if that's the case, guess what I'll do.
You know what, Devin?
I'll try to catch somebody on the side or something like that.
Dog don't want nobody to bet with him because he don't never want to be said that he lost nobody's money.
Goddamn
right.
Jacked
about his money. So he only calls what he can cover. But again, my brother, only thing Leon was making a valid point. Don't worry about whose pocket the money came out of.
Exactly.
I could pop bottles to get the extra money. Stop letting the little small in you stop racing. That's all he was trying to say. And it was valid.
I like that.
You want to run for 5,000 and I got 3. If Double D comes to me, he got 2,000. Okay, now we got 5. If you win, you're going to get 5,000. You ain't looking for just my
point. Good point.
I didn't make no chess at all. It really didn't.
Hey, Low Rider, with that right there, if somebody gets mad about somebody else giving you some money to go in your pot, they don't want to run you.
That was Leon's point, though, Stoker.
Yeah, I know. They don't want to run.
Hey, Brother D, check this out. When I ran them boys down in Holly Springs, they didn't question me where the money came from. We got that pot up, and we went on got it done. We went on race for that money. They didn't care who it came from. Long as that $4,000 was there or that $10,000 whatever it was, they didn't care.
One time did you tell that guy, well, no, man, I ain't taking him because this is how they come out your pocket. No, you want that.
Right.
Check this out. Double D. It was
about 20 of them. It wasn't the 20 of them, Stokey. That was D. I didn't want all of them to get in the pot, man. You just bet the money yourself.
Right.
I didn't say that.
Oh,
all
man, not the mob
money.
Money.
Hey. And we
it,
went
not the mob money.
Y'all got that paper. Let's get busy. That's all that counts.
And that's the whole thing about drag racing. If I don't care where your money came from, long as you can fade the bet, guess what I'm going to do?
Man.
I'm going to fade you back.
Hey, them people wanted to play, goddammit. Them motherfuckers.
Hey, listen.
Tell them.
Yeah. When we on that first race, I'm going to tell you, Brother D, they only wanted to race for $2,500. That's where it started off at. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what, man?
Yeah,
I'm just going to run for $2,500, man, because to me, anything is better than nothing if I'm out of town and I'm going home. If I got a chance to win or lose,
right.
I don't care. But that pot, goddammit, grew from $25,000 to $10,000. So my thing
is,
I'm
quick.
See what I'm saying? So it was what it was. I knew I was gonna go no matter how much it was. I was still gonna go because I wanted to race.
Yep. And now one time, man, you asked him, okay, who gave you this money, man? No, I ain't running. No.
Man, them people didn't give them.
I couldn't even tell you where all the money came from. They were so cheap,
bro.
<man. laughs>
Right.
I didn't even care.
All I know, what it was, one man brought the money over there. One man from NayQuick brought the money over there. They got their shit together, put the money together. They
want
you to ever talk about that after the race.
Oh, there
wasn't
man.
Nothing to talk about.
Not the
but
money in the brown paper
man,
bag.
I'm
going to
tell y'all something, man.
It's
so many arguments to stop racing that should never be. It just don't even make no sense.
No,
I
don't want your mic
to go.
Look at these motherfuckers, though.
That's hey, this what happened to our racing game. Every
hey,
time somebody
you told
got a
money,
lock-in
money,
race.
What's that?
Uh-oh. That money, my son.
Yeah, it's talking about that money.
Yeah. Yeah, we want that money back. We want that money back.
Y'all want that money back, Whit?
Yeah, we want that money back.
All right, man, we can do it again.
All right. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Wick.
What's up, dude?
Do you care when you call a race and y'all get that fight together? Do you care whose pocket the money come out of?
No.
I didn't think. It don't matter, do it.
Huh?
It could be 20 of them. It could be one of them. Put that money up. It don't matter. All you looking for is the amount that you're racing for at the end of you win.
I like how DD.
Hey, low rider. Hey, low rider, where's that? That money ain't got no name on it. It just, you know, it's green.
You
it ain't got no
money.
Name on it.
It's green.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Not the money in the brown paper bag.
Yes, sir.
It's in there. Ain't nobody money.
Man. If they start looking for ways to race instead of looking for ways not to race, it'd be more racing. They just
got a point.
They start to race.
Hey, and at the same time, you got to look at the people who are doing the shit.
Yes,
come on, Stokey.
Hey,
Whit.
They come up with that bullshit every time. Oh no, we got to get $2,500. I don't
want to
run you. Tell
them
motherfuckers
that's doing that shit.
Not the false
flagging. Bullshit, Stokes. Hey, Whit. He must be, goddamn it, eating a banana, goddamn it, high.
He went on doobie break. But at the end of the day,
no motherfucker give
all
a
I,
fuck if you got if you kid, I'm finna lock a motherfucker in for 25. I'm finna lock in a motherfucker house, and you got an extra $2,500. You got an extra $2,500, and you say, hey baby. I'm gonna get in your pot. I'm gonna put $2,500. You don't think I'm gonna goddamn it? I'm gonna take the goddamn it. Hey, yeah,
yeah,
come
put
on.
Put that TV down.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna sit up there. I'm hell yeah. I gotta be the dumbest motherfucker alive to bet my own $5,000, and you got extra $2,500. I can only bet $2,500 and lose $2,500. At least we can get home and have something to eat.
Just put it in a brown paper bag. That's all you got to do.
The fuck, man? This motherfucker say, I'm going to just lose my whole $2,500. $5,000 and come home and asking and begging the motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here, man. This sounds stupid.
It's fun. Lord, I'm going
to more inside than we bet in the pot. Shit.
A duh.
The fuck I look like, goddamn it, betting a whole motherfucking pot, and then I got $7,500. You got $7,500. Another mother got $7,500. Me making $30,000. And goddamn it, you want me to lose my whole $30,000?
You must be
oh,
drunk,
man. Not to get in where you
no,
fit
no,
in.
No. I'm just saying what I'm saying. Drunk what I'm and saying because the motherfucker came on his damn dumbass shit.
Not
the
drunk and
came
stupid.
Came on here saying some dumbass shit. He just going to lose his whole motherfucker $1,500 because he
baby
got $1,500 to race.
He don't want no
law. How much?
Come on, y'all.
Ain't nobody drunk. Drunk this dick in your mouth.
Damn. Not the Johnsonville.
Baby boy.
Lord, how much?
Uncle Larry ain't on. I just got off the phone with him. Stop it.
My.
No, man, that ain't cool, man. I wouldn't do that. Hell no. You got run for a G, and you got 500, and I got a whole G. Hell yeah, I'm gonna let you bet your 500. Why wouldn't I?
Hey kid, what time you getting on that road?
Shit, probably about 9:30.
I'll be up there by then. I'm trying to be up there.
Oh, man, I'll meet you at the Waffle House, man. I mean, not the Waffle House.
Hey,
you
hey
be
kid,
going outside.
You coming to the finale, kid?
Huh?
What's up, kiddo?
What's happening? What's happening?
You coming to the finale?
I'm thinking about it.
Damn, you're in finale, goddammit.
Damn it, baby.
1 year in finale, goddammit. It's Mike E. They got a pipe on them.
What you say, Whit?
You said you want that back, Whit.
Yeah, we're gonna do it.
But you know what, the fucked up situation was? The police goddamn had to 57 blocked down and shit, goddamn looking for Double D on our way back to Chicago. Stopping every motherfucker with Illinois plate. I said, Lord, have mercy.
What you say, kid, happened?
They had 57 more blocks.
You get a treat?
Looking for everybody.
Treat. You gonna get a treat, huh? Hey, yeah, I like. Hey, wait, I'll be back next year. Wow. I like trick or treat now.
Yeah.
A lot of tricks down there with treats. It's a lot of tricks down there with treats.
He said he love it with.
Yeah, they love it.
Love it, man. I'm coming back. I like trick or treat, man. That was my first trick or treat event, man. At a ball.
That's what I like to hear, too. That's what I love to hear.
Yo!
Satisfied customer.
Yes, sir.
That shit happened again. I'm coming back up 65.
What'd you say? You coming back up 65, kid?
Yeah, I'm coming back up 65.
Hey,
not going to have me in this bullshit.
Hey, man, shit. That motherfucker was a blast down that motherfucker.
Yeah, man, we had a good time.
That was a good one. That was one for the books, I can tell you that.
It was a lot of racing, boy, especially Saturday, boy. That motherfucker was race after race. What you say? Hey, Whit, what you say it was? About 30, 40 races on Saturday?
Yeah,
man.
Well,
hey, they was getting
counting at 40.
I see. God damn, boy.
And then it was about 15, 20 Sunday.
Yes, sir.
No, we ain't even get fried, though. We usually get about 10 or 15 fried.
I'm saying her to get something caught.
Okay.
Next year we'll have fried. You know, the weather's kind of messed up.
Okay.
Hey, man, who's that all that background noise, man? Come on now.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Hey, goddamn.
Yeah,
oh,
you know,
back
hey, you know what?
That was
my intention, though, because I was on vacation. I wanted to get there Friday, but I kind of held out going to the rain. That's the only reason.
Yeah,
I would have been there Friday, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Lincoln, what you doing,
man?
What up, Wick?
Getting ready for the finale, huh? I see you down now. I see you down there.
Come on, then. These boys, these boys up there say they're out about the down south. I know they scared to race. So you tell them you're going, they get paralyzed at the mouth.
Oh, man. What you trying to say, Leakin?
Stop them from lying.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to stop mother from lying. You're going in pocket.
Fix the motherfucker. Tell your ass up.
I want to see some good racing. Mike looks like he's going to have a good ass race.
Yeah, them going to be going
I'll
down.
I'll do that bitch
Friday. Shit, you're looking at that 484 shootout. That motherfucker got some hitters.
I ain't going to go to
coming Friday, Lincoln.
I'm not going to go to
coming Friday.
Yeah, I'll be in there Friday sometime Friday. I probably ain't going to go to Florida. I ain't going to go to Florida. It costs too much money to go down there. Goddamn gas and shit. Get this pies and shit. It costs too much, man. On your own. I make the best of it and try to make my way.
Fuck.
I can go to that race and I can sit down for next year.
So what you saying, Lick, are you done after next week?
Yeah. I can sit down and wait till next year.
Yes, sir.
It costs too much, man. Mothers always talk. Mothers talk that shit. It costs too much. When it costs $120 filling tanks up of them goddamn dudes, man. And diesel fuel, what, $3.75?
Man,
oh, man,
shit, more than that.
Yeah, that goddamn gas will tear your ass up, boy.
Especially depending on what state you in, goddamn it. Kill you.
Mother be wanting you to go to these races, but it costs a lot of money to get to them. See it. This shit ain't getting no cheaper. Gas prices ain't going no lower. Because you know if regular gas going up, I don't even know how much racing gas costs. I got the bad, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much nitrous costs. I got the bad. I'm a fan out, though.
Yes, sir. Hey, that shit add up.
Pay for that now.
That shit add up on your ass, boy.
With them 4 bottles and 10 gallons of gas for that race car.
Look at this damn.
It cost me $5.50.
Yep.
I don't even know what 5 gallons of gas cost now, 23.
You said 23?
Yeah.
It's about 102. It's up there.
Damn.
It's 100. It's like it's between 102 and 107.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little cheaper. Winter Circle, you might be able to get it for about possibly like 99, 101.
Come on, man.
Right up in there.
Not the Winter Circle
yeah,
in Joliet.
Hey, Double D. Shit. Hey, Double D. What Winter Circle at?
Oh man,
Joliet.
Not Joliet.
Where in the circle at? Out there in Joliet. It's out
there in Joliet. On Jefferson
right
Street in Joliet.
By, right down there by the courthouse.
On
by
Jefferson Street in Joliet.
Yeah.
Jefferson Street in Joliet.
Okay.
Yep. Jefferson
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't bought no gas.
Yeah, you
gonna
drive all the way the fuck out there for a $2 difference. Man, you a bad motherfucker.
No, so,
point,
hey, so, but you know, I just called three loads of somebody to tell them go buy me about 10 gallons, and then I get it from them.
Good point.
So they, I know up here, ain't nobody got it up here. I used to go to 18 and get it. That's where I get my gas at.
They don't sell it.
18, Robbie got it, but, hey, old boy, hey, Lincoln, old boy that owned the track. He got that speed shop over there on Archer. That's where Robbie get his shit from. He got it the cheapest. If you deal directly with him,
man.
You get it real. You get hell yeah. That's where Robbie get his shit from.
Not Chicago Circle.
Hey, Hey, I'm gonna try to see if I get his personal number because Leakin, he'll meet you out south somewhere. You ain't gotta go all the way over.
I'm gonna go get it. I gotta go that way. Come on.
Hey, where White's pit stop at?
I think they moved farther somewhere in Indiana. Indiana somewhere. I ain't been there in a minute.
I need to go to White.
Not the White's. Used to be Pit Stop.
Yeah, them motherfuckers had everything.
But you know what? Winner's Circle got everything. Like, sometimes you go to Robbie, he got to order shit. But you go to Winner's Circle, they be out of shit on deck. That's what I like them.
Winner's Circle got everything.
Yep, they got everything. You fuck around, go
crazy.
Get your outfit
drove,
out there. They got
just,
the shoes and the jacket, everything.
Yeah. I just drove past that motherfucker. That's crazy.
I hate going because it's far as hell, but they got shit in stock, though. Hey, Lincoln, you probably get it by, if you get a 55-gallon drum, you'll get it cheaper. I was thinking about that.
No, I don't want that much storage around the house.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I'll buy it and get enough for what I need it for.
You can get a 55-gallon drum, Leon. Then I'm going to evaporate.
you better keep that motherfucker sealed up, man. You better keep that cap on there tight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy.
Man, what the fuck, man?
Try to have me a good time tomorrow.
I'm going on duty, baby. The courthouse, and they got all them wheels up there.
It's on Jefferson Street, man. Jefferson Street and Joliet.
I know.
Over there by the rail yard, man.
Yeah, by the rail yard right there. Okie dokie. Yep.
Google it and put it in your phone.
I've been past that motherfucker 65 million times. You ain't got to tell me. I know where it's at. Thank you.
Lord have mercy.
I was looking for White Pit Stop. Got that White Pit Stop there.
White Pit Stop is right next to Walt's.
What the fuck is Walt
pissing
at?
That motherfucker? Fuck them.
In Dyer. Dyer, Indiana.
Need some braided lines.
Well, if you don't want to go that far, baby, you can go to Vincennes. Vincennes on Kenny. But I don't know if they're going to have what you're looking for. They might send your ass to the warehouse. They don't be having a lot of shit over there either. They might have some brown
right down the street from.
Yeah, the warehouse right down the street.
Yeah, they don't stock anything in the store no more. Everything's at the warehouse now.
Yeah.
Vincennes stock. Anything in the store is just what's left to be sold. They don't stock.
The warehouse is closed down.
Like when Bubba died, the store died.
Yeah.
Somebody said the warehouse closed down?
Yeah, the warehouse
closed
down.
Bubba died, the store died. Bubba kept that store going.
They don't have no race related stuff no more.
They don't?
Oh, okay.
Man, not a modern day goddamn AutoZone.
They're just trying to sell it.
Lord have mercy.
The demand for it is not that great.
They're going to truck, man, to truck accessories. It's called Myers Truck Accessories and stuff now.
Oh, Lord.
It's not even called VSI no more.
Oh, damn.
Because it used to be called VSI, but it's not even VSI no more.
Dick, you kidding me? When this happened?
No, man. It's been like that for a while.
And they have a machine shop up there, too, Vic? Right up there by the stove?
Van
yeah, a machine Sinner. Shop like
Van,
in the back. Yeah.
Yeah, Van Sinner still
shop,
got a machine
shop in the back.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill about to run the show.
No, Bill ain't there no more. Bill ain't been there in a couple of years.
Damn. First the Fat Boy break up, now this shit.
You ain't lying.
Van Centers don't be having shit. Whites don't be having shit.
Oh
right,
man, not the overnight jig.
That's pretty much what it is, kid.
Hurt, man.
Man,
this shit used to be the
winter circle.
It's been a bunch of them spots.
Yeah, or you gotta go to winter circle.
That's a motherfucking ride, man.
Robbie now.
Yeah, Robbie or Winter Circle.
Yeah, Robbie or Chicago Connections, but nobody want to go away over there. Probably the West Side will go over there because it's on Archer. But they got the cheapest gas, either Robbie or Chicago Connections. But if you go out to Winter Circle, their gas going to be a little higher.
Crazy. Man, you ain't lying. There should be a bunch of them motherfucking shops. 20 years ago, shit.
Oh, man.
Man. It's all over.
Hey, y'all remember Chevy Shop Bob up north?
Oh, man. Yep. Not on Sycamore.
He was the first to go.
You don't need no whole lot of speed shops now.
I bet y'all don't remember Grand Automotive. Off of 7th
man.
Roosevelt.
Oh, man, not in Broadview. Not in Broadview.
What you say it was, Brother B?
Yeah. Grant. He's become Grant Automotive.
Not 17th and Roosevelt in Broadview.
Hey, WD, I bought my first license kit there. Your car,
oh, Lord have mercy. Not the John Stewart.
Marvin Miller.
Oh,
Marvin
damn.
Not the John Stewart, D.
Marvin Miller, kid. It wasn't even Marvin Miller. Yeah, I
Lord,
you go to 2200.
Yes, sir.
Damn. Yes, you go to 2200, baby. You island too.
I remember Wachowski's used to have all that cheap ass shit.
Yeah.
Wachowski's.
Oh, man. Not down on 18th and State.
Yes, sir.
Wachowski's.
Yeah, why should I go down there and get chromed up, kid?
Yes, sir.
And the cheap ass chrome. It didn't even say Chevy on it, man. It was just chrome. Chrome valve cover.
Lord have mercy.
My dad.
What was that?
Down.
When that giant?
Yeah. Giant. Super shops.
Yeah,
giant super shops.
Yeah. Yeah, super shops. That was the shit there, boy.
Oh, man, not on Urban Park Road.
Super shot.
Man,
that's them crazy.
Them motherfuckers used to trim some heads down. Got dog and get the head gasket down back on that car. Ooh, Lord have mercy when they put them shade them heads down. Shit.
Huh?
Yeah, they shade the motherfuckers down too.
I can remember if you was in Chicago. If you was outside for your engine didn't come from performance, you know, you didn't have nothing.
Oh, man, not setting the first and Western.
Oh, yeah, performance.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not setting the first and Western.
Man, had to be Kenny. That was big boy. Kenny was never the same after he broke his arm up. He was never the same. An accident, that kind of never was the same after that, man. It took a lot out of him.
Lord,
those were the good days.
Yeah, man.
They gone to be forgotten. See, one of the things wrong with the racing today is that you could do so much of this LS stuff from the factory. You know, just them guys, they don't have no, man, they have no clientele no more. They forced to close. It's important.
Shit.
Guess not that far.
You can buy your 8-second car from goddamn it, the dealership. The hell, they need a speed shop.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, shit, but look at the price tag on it. Look at the price tag. You're going to spend
$80,000. I did not say anything about no price tag. I said you can buy one from the dealer.
No, I
didn't. Go on YouTube. That's what he said now. That's what he said.
No, back in the day, God dog, you could buy a car for $8,500. You could buy a car for $8,500 and put another $8,500 in it. And got dog sit around here and run low 10 seconds with some nitrous on. Now, you run 10 seconds, you got to spend $80,000.
Ain't it, man?
Hell yeah. Who going to spend $80,000? And you could spend $24,000. You can spend $24,000 and run just as fast as the $80,000 car. Just because it's
you ain't got to spend no $80,000. Just spend what you can. Just spend what you can until the finance come and get it.
That's it.
But to keep it long, how much real, though? To keep it real, man, we say how much you spend, but what they don't never say is that the cost of living is so much more. You know,
uh-huh.
I can remember paying $120 for a camshaft. Now they want $2,000
yep.
for one. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, but I also remember days of making $3 to $4 an hour and was considered good money back then. As
uh-huh.
it was now, you know, 30 is in the soup line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You got guys downtown. Riding 10-speed bike, delivering packages, and making $300-$400 a day. You know,
mm-hmm.
as I can remember when racing was good, you made $400 a week. You know, you were making good money.
We
have to look at it from both sides. We got to look at it from both sides. You know, we holler about how much it costs, but you make so much more money now. Guys, I remember when Pete Rose, a professional baseball player, made a statement. He said he wanted to be the first $100,000 a year single hitter. Now you can almost take any job and make $100,000 a year. You know, so
mm-hmm.
you gotta look at it from both sides. Yeah, it costs you more, but you make more. Yeah,
got a good point. A good point.
Oh yeah.
And looking back, like in about 93, 94. Corvette, top of the line Corvette, like about $35,000, $40,000. Man, look how much that shit costs.
Stop whining and going and buy the shit.
Oh man, what up, Shawty?
What up, kid? Stop going buy that shit. Stop whining.
Shit, sure, well, I told him. I said, shit. Don't worry about it till the finance come get it.
Yeah, they keep crying. What the baby's gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, no sense of mind, goddamn. Shit, price of food high, motherfucker. You got to eat. Don't worry about it. You can't take $20 to get a meal now, damn near. They go to McDonald's. That's good. Yes, sir. I'm back. What I missed?
Oh, man.
What I missed, kid?
Shit, you ain't missed nothing.
Oh, man. Yep.
Baby Howell's in the show.
Who did?
Baby.
What baby
shorty.
Do?
Hey,
Shorty.
Hey, Shorty.
Yeah.
Hey, Shorty. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, come on.
Shorty.
I'm gonna ask you a real question. Now when you go gamble with your car and you say I got all the money, right? And you say I got $5,000 to bet on my car. Yeah. And yeah. I say, hey Shorty, you ain't gotta spend the $5,000. I'm gonna goddamn give you $2,500. Would you like to take that money? And with the money that you got, or would you like to say, you know what? I ain't got to spend $2,500. I might lose. I might not lose.
I don't, hold on, like hold on. Stop for 1 second. Stop for 1 second because you fucking me up because you said spend the money. What are you talking about?
Yeah. We going to fuck the money out.
Hold on. I know what he's saying. That wasn't the question. I want him to explain it because he don't even know what the fuck he's saying.
No, the money going to get fucked off anyway, irregardless. The money going to get fucked off anyway.
No, I don't,
we win,
I don't
no
understand
lose.
What you're saying, baby. I don't understand
so
what
would
you're
you rather bet your whole $5,000? Would you rather bet your whole $5,000 on your race than taking my $2,500 and saying taking $2,500 and putting it back in your pocket with the extra five thousand?
I won't bet the whole $5,000 because I think I'm gonna
okay,
win.
Okay, cool.
I don't know what question you was asking me, but let me say this. Now, if you say, can I bet with you, I might let you bet with me.
Good point.
I didn't understand what you were saying, talking about.
No, I'm no. what I was
but
saying.
Would you rather bet the whole $5,000 or would you rather take my $2,500? Yeah, I'd rather take your $2,500 if you're going to let me win the whole $5,000. Let's put your $2,500 in. Yeah, I like that. You see what I'm saying? I don't even think you understand, but.
No,
I'm trying to win as much as I can. Not saying I got to hog the pot. It just depending on who's trying to put some money in the pot. But I'm not just going to let, just say you was a stranger. I ain't going to just let you come up and put $2,500 in just to be talking about, well, at least I ain't betting my whole $5,000. I'm going to let you win $2,500. And you ain't put in no work. You ain't did a motherfucking thing. I don't even know you.
Right.
You saying the same shit
Preacher Boy was saying. So you saying the same shit Preacher Boy was saying.
No, that wasn't the
point. I don't work for you.
That's the same question.
Right.
You can't just come up. You ain't never put in no work. I barely know you. Man, I can take the load off you. Let me put $2,500 in there. I don't go like that.
You're right.
I ain't gonna lock in nothing that I can't stand to bet. Let me give you a different scenario. Now, if I got $5,000 to bet and we locked in to run for $5,000, the motherfucker say, get it up there. Get it up as high as you can. And you come give me $2,500, I'm gonna say we got $7,500.
Right.
You can just bet all the fuck you want then. You can bet. I wouldn't give a fuck if they say run for $50,000. I got $5,000. You and the whole rest of the motherfuckers in Chicago could bet the other $45,000. I don't give a fuck. I don't have nothing to do with that.
Right. No, that was the question. That was the question because we were trying to.
Here's how you lighten the motherfucker load. Let me explain it like this. Now, if you got $5,000. And you finna bet $5,000, baby, and I say, hey, man, I think it's sweet. So I say, hey, baby, keep your $5,000, take it home. I'll bet the whole $5,000 and give you half the pot. Actually, some shit like that. Yeah, I'm gone. Because anything can happen in a race. So guess what? If you come bet the whole $5,000 and say you're going to give me $2,500, well, yeah, I'm going to take my $5,000 home, motherfucker. Let you bet the whole $5,000. If I slip up and accidentally lose, I ain't lost a dime. But guess what? If I win, I don't want for me and you. Motherfucker, you gonna give me
$25.
And that's the I'm just saying, you didn't explain it like that, sir. That was the gamble. Now if you take the whole risk, I'm taking the risk with the cop and I'm driving and you take the risk with the money, I like that. Motherfucker, you can make money off me all night. Because I ain't putting up a motherfucking quarter.
Motherfucking damn.
But hell no. I'm not going to put up no $2,500 and I stand to win $5,000 and that's what I want to win. And I'm going to let you put up $2,500 just because you just came up and said, hey, shorty, you don't want to lose your whole $5,000. Let me put $2,500 in there. I'll get your $2,500 on the side, motherfucker.
That's right. That's what we were saying. That's what we were saying earlier. That's it. That's all. I feel you.
But no, that ain't benefiting me. Not that you put $2,500 in. That's just lightening my load, meaning I don't really want to bet $5,000. Now, if I don't want to bet $5,000, that's something different. If I don't want to bet $5,000, I say, man, I need some help on this bet, but see, I'm not going to lock in the run for $5,000 if I can't stand the bet $5,000.
Right. So,
I'm in the run for $2,500, and I said, yeah, I'm going to bet the $2,500. And then they come up and say, you want to bet some more? You want to bet $5,000? And you come up with $2,500, then you got me. You can put your $2,500 in then. You ain't lighting my load. You're just making the pot better. If you win, get your $2,500 and K your stinking ass home. You don't owe me a dime. You like to give me some, I think. But you don't owe me shit.
That's
that's good shit. But if I lock in the run for $5,000 and I ain't ask for no help and then nobody tell me they're putting nothing in the pot at first, I'm standing there. I'm going to bet the whole $5,000 probably. Now, if a motherfucker comes and say, hey, man, let me get tired of that. Let me get a G of that shorty. I might say, fuck it. I'll let you get a G of that. Fuck it. I'm lightening my own load. But the way you explained it, I don't need you to light a motherfucking thing for me.
No. I'm looking at the gamble. I was just looking at the gamble part of it, shorty. And you explained it. You said nothing wrong.
Yeah, when I want to gamble. That's just like you might as well say that. Hey, shorty, you've been playing these lottery numbers. Let me lighten your load. Let me give you $2,500 on the lottery. I don't understand that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Whatever
right,
I'm standing
right.
the bet, I'm trying to double it, motherfucker. If I go in the motherfucking dice game with $5,000, I want to double it.
All
right. You ain't doing nothing for me by giving me. Listen, if I know how to gamble and you don't know how to gamble, you ain't doing a goddamn thing for me, talking about shorty. Let me give you $2,500. And then whatever
win,
you split it with me. Nigga, I'm going to tell you to go suck my dick. Damn. I'm the one taking the risk and doing the
right.
bets and all that. You don't know shit about gambling.
Right.
Now,
right.
if you bankroll on me, that's something different. I ain't got a fucking dollar to my name, and you say, shorty, take this $5,000 and go in there and fuck them people up. Now I'm going to give you half, because you sponsored me, motherfucker. You was my favorite.
No,
I'm
going to give you that.
But if I come with my money, I ain't gonna put you in.
I would have to need you, baby.
Meaning they got so much money in there, my $2,500, they gonna gobble it up quick. So I need your $2,500 or your